It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Already week three of the high school football season with district play on the horizon. The importance of these games intensifies. And tonight it should be a hard-fought battle between Big East and Jackson County rivals as Brooks Barta's Holton Wildcats play host to David Boucher's Royal Valley Panthers. Both teams are 1-1 on the season. Both teams will go into district play next week. Tonight, Royal Valley trying to make some history as they have not beaten the Holton Wildcats in football on the varsity level since 1996. Holton has won 29 consecutive games over Royal Valley since the first game that head coach Brooks Barta was on the sidelines here at Holton High School. It's a beautiful Friday evening. The stage has been set, and if you like hard-nosed, ground-and-pound, ball-control football, we have it here tonight. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking as we broadcast here on our Game of the Week, 103.9 KNZA. We'll be streaming tonight live on the Holton channel as well at msesports.net. Every year these two teams have collided tank and gone head-to-head, and since the very first meeting for Brooks Barta against Royal Valley, the Wildcats have come out on top, but I feel like the last couple of years Royal Valley is maybe gotten it a little bit closer. They've certainly come in with a little more confidence. In fact, last year it was 2-0 Royal Valley against 0-2 Holton. This year both teams come in at 1-1, but the Panthers tried to do a lot of similar things. Both these head coaches graduated and played for the late Roger Barta at Smith Center. This should be some hard-nosed good football, and Royal Valley again coming in this year, I think, feels like they should be able to compete with the Wildcats.
Yeah, I think so, Justin. As you look at these two teams tonight, I think talent-wise, these teams are pretty close. And the question becomes is, can Royal Valley get over the hump? And there's been some years over that streak where they've had talent that was fairly close, but just mistakes or turnovers or just things that happened that allowed them to not win the football game, and Holton doing things they needed to do to win the football game. You look at last year's score, it was 32-14 Holton. But that was a game probably closer than that. Royal Valley was a mistake-ridden game for them. Lots of penalties, turnovers, and untimely things happening to them that made that score look a little worse than it was. So, you know, Royal Valley comes into this game with high expectations, with confidence, feeling like they belong on the field. And this is definitely, I think, a four-quarter game tonight.
Should be a fun one. The weather is much nicer than last week with temperatures in the low 70s instead of the 80s. Royal Valley, the visitors in the white uniforms, and Holton will be in their home blues for the second consecutive week. Holton got their win in week two. They beat Riley County 47-36 last week after falling in week one at Sabetha 28-16. And Royal Valley, through their first couple of games, have had a couple good ones that were really decided in the second half and decided pretty late. Royal Valley trailed Hiawatha in week one at halftime before scoring 22 unanswered to win against the Redhawks on the road. And then last week it looked like Royal Valley was on their way to 2-0 again, but things unraveled late in the fourth quarter last week for the Panthers as they throw not one but two interceptions, and Jeff West returned them both for touchdowns. How often does that happen? Two pick sixes in the final minutes, and that was after Royal Valley, it looked like, you know, had the ball in the red zone and was going to score, and Jeff West is heading the other direction. So it could be a four-quarters game tonight. There's no doubt football is a four-quarters game, and I think Royal Valley comes in tonight knowing that better than they've ever known it before, because that game changed on a dime last week against Jeff West, and the Panthers certainly try to spit that taste out of their mouth here tonight.
And then you'd have to think they come into this game pretty hungry after an ending like that, a game that you feel like you had a chance to win, and the way you lose that game, really magnifies what it takes to win football games. You've got to win in the fourth quarter. You got to make sure that you're executing in the red zone and coming away with points every time you get an opportunity to do so. So if that wasn't already a point of emphasis, which I'm sure it would have been, it is definitely a point of emphasis for Royal Valley tonight. Taking care of the football, that will be a huge storyline, the turnover battle between these two teams here this evening.
You're right, because let's face it, in most meetings between Holton and Royal Valley, each team may only get on offense 6 to maybe 7 or 8 possessions. I mean, if you get more than 3 possessions in a half, and maybe it happens because we have some touchdowns and some big plays in this game, but to your point, possessions are limited, mistakes are magnified.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And really with both these teams, I think that you look at the athletes that they have, and I think both these teams have a slim margin of error. I think they definitely need to make sure they play mistake-free football if they want to compete at the highest level and be at their best. It's not teams probably that have that firepower to go get your 50 and 60 and 70 yard home run touchdown plays. It's going to be teams that have to drive the football, and to do that, you've got to hang on to it.
Well, it's Holton and Royal Valley here in week 3 tonight. A full slate of action in the Big East. Some intriguing games. You got Hiawatha at Sabetha tonight. St. Mary's is at Jeff West. We talked about the Tigers. They're the surprise, I think, at 2-0 on the season. How crazy is it that Perry LeCompton and Silver Lake are both 0-2? But that's another matchup in the Big East tonight. And then there's one matchup of 2-0 teams, and that's Nemaha Central and Rossville. And tonight we might find out who's the cream of the crop. I have a feeling in my gut that Nemaha Central sets about up here somewhere, and then the second, third, and fourth best teams in the Big East might be 3 or 4 rungs below them. We'll find out tonight in Rossville.
Yeah, I agree. I think you see a Nemaha Central team who is hungry and has a state championship caliber squad. I mean, that's a team with state championship aspirations, and I think you look on down past them and you get to Sabetha, Holton, Rossville, Silver Lake, possibly Roll Valley, Jeff West, these teams that are in the next tier. And I do those teams have state championship aspirations? I mean, everybody has aspirations, but are they realistic? I don't know. I think Nemaha Central definitely has realistic expectations of winning a state championship. That is a quality football team.
Of course, all the games kicking off at 7 p.m., and then after our games tonight, Jake and Boz will jump back in with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on Kansaland Radio. We're going to take a timeout, the first of our pregame show. This is a Rainbow Communications Area Game of the Week, and when we return, we will hear from the two Smith Center alumni, David Boucher, head coach of the Royal Valley Panthers, and Brooks Varda, head coach of the Holton Wildcats. That's all coming up next here on our countdown to kickoff, week 3 high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Hello, this is Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank in Holton. These next months are a special time of year for our farmers in Kansas as the growing season ends and the harvest season begins. We want to remind everyone to practice safety and patience when traveling the roads this fall. When combines, grain carts, tractors, and other farm machinery are on the move, it is important to slow down, be patient, and share the road respectfully.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
Holton Community Hospital invites you to our next Community Support Town Hall meeting at the Hoyt Community Center on Monday, September 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to learn more about the HCH Community Support Campaign, ask questions, and share your thoughts on keeping quality health care close to home. For more information, visit HoltonHospital.com or call us at 785-364-9660. Together, we can keep health care strong in Jackson County. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton, our Week 3 Game of the Week here on KNZA and MSC Sports. Jackson County Big East battle between Royal Valley and Holton. And Panther head coach David Boucher joins us. Year 5 as the head coach at the program, and this year coming in 1-1, a Week 1 opening win against Hiawatha, and then stumbling last week in a game in which you felt pretty good, coach, how things were going, and they kind of unraveled a little bit late against Jeff West, a couple pick sixes. So how's the team, I guess, responded from kind of the shock that was how Week 2 ended for your club last week, and getting ready here for Week 3?
They've responded really well. We've had our best practices of the year, and I think that's cliche to say, but I really, the energy and the enthusiasm and the bounce back mentally was really good to see. You don't see that. It kind of shows the competitive maturity of our young people, and because that was, like you said, that was a tough loss to win for 47 minutes. Out of the 48, and to go down the way we went down was disheartening. But they bounced right back, and we've gotten after it these last 3 days.
Team's made some huge strides. I mean, you've taken the program to new levels the last few years, accomplishing a lot and coming off a winning season this year. Kind of like most, I guess, you got a pretty good core group of returners, and you're mixing in a few new guys as well. But how do you feel about the process a couple weeks in and just kind of the long-range goal and potential for this squad this year?
I think, you know, we've come a long way, but we still got a long way to go. I think our people, our young people, really work hard and really take pride in what we're doing here, and that's the biggest change that we've had to make, is just instilling that pride in our community and that hope that they can be great and they can do great things like anywhere else, and the possibility. I think they've bought into that. I really enjoy how hard they work. I really enjoy how they never quit on anything. You know, we were down against Hiawatha early, and then we came, you know, raging back, and there was no doubt in anybody's mind we weren't going to come back. And I really enjoy the can't stop and won't stop fighting attitude that our team has developed.
Obviously, the matchup with Holton, as we talk about each year, a ton of similarities, and you and Brooks both from the Smith Center tree and do a lot of similar things, so probably a broken record from the last few years. You can answer my next question the same way you have, but mistakes, I mean, turnovers, seems like little things in a game like this that usually goes pretty fast are magnitude, but what else do you look at in the matchup against Holton here this year?
Yeah, like I said, turnovers are big, limiting the big play for them, and just, but really coming from last week, the biggest difference I'm going to say to you is we have to be consistent. You know, on first down, second down, third down, you know, regardless if we're on offense or defense, we got to come off the ball, we got to come off hard, we got to come off low, and we got to play consistent each and every snap for 150 snaps or whatever it takes as we battle Holton here tonight.
It should be a fun ball game. A big matchup here as district play is on the horizon. Best of luck, Coach, in the game tonight. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach David Boucher of the Royal Valley Panthers. Our pregame show will continue after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
Pines of Holton, this is Nikki.
Hey Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team, find us online.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With you, joined by Coach Brooks Sparta, talking Holton football, week three against Royal Valley. A Panther team like yourselves, it's 1-1, and the final score, I know last week, a little bit deceiving with a couple late pick sixes that the Panthers threw against Jeff West, but I feel like we kind of said the same thing last year. This is a Royal Valley team that's made a lot of improvements over the last few years, a team that wants to be physical and looks like a pretty formidable opponent again for you here, Coach.
Yeah, they're one of the reasons we've put a lot of time into our run game, and we're probably a little behind in our pass game defensively because early in the season we're going to see some really good run teams, and they're going to get off the ball, and they're going to do pretty similar stuff to what we do and try to control. You know, the hard thing is get the ball out of their hands. They do a nice job controlling the football.
Obviously, yeah, a lot of similarities as you kind of talk about in this matchup, and I don't think anyone doubts that it's not going to be a 2-hour and 50-minute game again this week, but it would seem like, I guess, one of those games that the turnovers, the mistakes, the penalties are probably a huge part of this week three matchup.
Yeah, it will be a field position, and you know, penalties give both teams problems, and you know, turnovers give everybody problems, but, you know, it's going to come down to consistency and playing four quarters of football for us.
What stands out to you about this Royal Valley team, being able to watch them now a couple games on film? I mean, what causes the most concern when you watch the Panthers?
Well, they have an experienced backfield, and they're athletic in their backfield, and, you know, I think they have a developing offensive line. They lost some linemen last year, so we know they're going to be a better football team this week than they were last week.
Sounds like you'll be without Caden Gale again this week, but on the injury front, everybody else okay? Are you starting to feel a little bit more? It seemed like I looked out there on the field quite a few times, and there was a lot of sophomores. We talked about some of them, and one of your leading tacklers was Grant Warner. You're playing some linemen. Even Michael Wilcott got a lot of snaps on the defensive line. Cannon Sagenhagen, I thought, has been terrific at fielding punts, and as you mentioned, was the holder last week as well. Are you starting to get more confidence and see more from some of the sophomores and backup guys?
Well, you know, we don't have a lot of upperclassmen to begin with, so our sophomores are going to have to contribute this year, and I think they're doing a good job filling some of the holes and resting some of our older guys, and then they're making plays, so we like to see that.
Anything else this week that you're spending a little extra time on internally, just that you feel like you need to really kind of try to shore up here going into week three from your team?
Well, obviously with this week, we need to continue to improve on our offensive and defensive front, and I think we will. So it's going to be another physical week of practice. And then, the next 2 weeks, we've got to kind of flip the switch, and we'll be back to more spread passing games. So this is our last week was really physical, grinded-out football all night long.
Perry and Jeff West on the horizon, but it's Royal Valley this week and Holton's week three matchup versus the Panthers. Best of luck in the game, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Sparta, 30th-year head coach for the Holton Wildcats. Our pregame show will continue after this as we take a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines, too, from local pharmacists you know, like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliability. Reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Holton High School, Week 3, Big East Jackson County football. It's Royal Valley and Holton tonight. The Panthers and Wildcats are 1-1. We talked about Royal Valley's opening night win at Hiawatha, big second half, and then a fall apart late last week and losing to Jeff West 35-20. Holton losing to Sabathon week 1 28-16, but got right last week, at least offensively, against Riley County, winning 47-36. Tank, speaking of Holton, over 560 yards of offense last week, most of it rushing. Offense looked pretty good for the Wildcats in their home opener in week 2.
Yeah, they found some answers offensively after struggling a little bit out of the gate against Sabathon week 1. You saw an offense that really started to churn out some yards and big chunks of yards, and it was a lot of success on first down. They were into second and short situations almost the entire night. And the fun part about it for Holton is they got everybody involved. Yes, Andrew Shoup led the way, but they had three 100-yard rushers last week and had another one in the 80-yard mark somewhere in there. So it was really balanced. It was everybody involved. And it all starts, obviously, up front with that offensive line. But so many times those big chunks of yards come when the running backs are blocking for each other. It's not just about who's carrying the ball, but if you don't get the carry, it's not just the fullback, it's the other tailback that has to get that lead block. And if you go back and watch the film, a lot of those touchdown runs, the long runs, you had the running backs out in front leading the way.
We can expect some big plays, some good offensive numbers again tonight. It's Holton and Royal Valley. We're going to take one more time out as we pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you the starters and get set for kickoff here between Royal Valley and Holton. It's Week 3 High School Football and our Rainbow Communications Game of the Week coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Enjoy the beauty of autumn at the Maple Leaf Festival on September 27th. This is Crystal at GM Bank, and we are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Maple Leaf Festival hosted by the Hiawatha Chamber. Come out and enjoy the festivities and say hello to our staff who will be volunteering. Make the fun and festivities of the Maple Leaf Festival a September family tradition. Come join us on Saturday, September 27th, around the Brown County Courthouse Square. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's time for the style you want. If you're running out of room in your home, it's time to talk to Morton about a new building. From basic storage buildings to garages that complement your home, Morton will work with you from concept through completion to ensure your project runs smoothly and results in a quality building. Call 785-364-4177 to speak with your local sales consultant or check out their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's time for the style that you want at Morton Buildings, 1 mile north of Holton on Highway 75.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and any changes. Normally, it's for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2026 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance, 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Captains walking. walking arm in arm across the sidelines to meet in the middle as we get set for week three, Holton and Royal Valley, Big East Jackson County football here in our Game of the Week on 103.9 KNZA and streaming online the Holton channel at MSESports.net. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollison. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking. We have Ethan Will, Macy Will, and Tristan Schlatter all helping us out on the production here tonight. We're talking about the offenses going into the last break. Tank was talking about Holton with three rushers over 120 yards. Alec Frazier, their quarterback, has done it twice now in consecutive weeks. Andrew Shoup leading the way. Kel Frazier right behind with then Corbin Wilson over 100 yards rushing this season as well. For Royal Valley, Griffin Compton, a really experienced senior quarterback. He's a dual threat as well. Their junior fullback, Manny Oliveira, has 160-plus rushing yards this season. And then two good running backs for Royal Valley, Alex Johnson, 176 yards this season, and Nolan Bausch, 179 yards this season. So we've already talked about it once, Tank, but both teams go with similar offenses. They look the same. They both have, you know, a good even distribution and balance to their offense. You look up front, and Holton maybe has a little bit more guys back. One key loss for Royal Valley this year, senior Mason Pamami. He injured his knee at the end of last season, thought he'd be back this year, but had to have a second surgery, and a 320-pound senior lineman kind of left a little bit of a hole in the Panther offense up front. But that's the other thing I think we should talk about before kickoff tonight, all these backs, all the offense, and the similar schemes. But this game probably going to be one in the trenches.
Yeah, and it usually is, and that's something that obviously, Holton has had a decided advantage over the last three decades is on the offensive line. Holton takes a lot of pride in their ability to not only develop the offensive line in size and strength, but technique. They work so hard on footwork and communication, and there's all these little things that go into that. It isn't just about being the biggest and the strongest and the amount of work you put in the weight room. That wishbone is actually way more complicated than people realize. Getting people to get a hat on a hat with your linemen, making sure that you're communicating as you see different looks up front, and that's something that Holton has been really good at. They've got a good, pretty solid, big offensive line again this year. Some kids are going to continue to improve as the season goes on.
Holton starts district play next week at Perry-LeCompton. Royal Valley will start district play next week at home against Sabetha. Royal Valley, a lot of close games a season ago. In fact, against Sabetha, they lost by one and then lost by two in week nine of the playoffs. So that'll be an intriguing district opener for the Panthers next week. Again, they're in their home whites, and they're on the right east side of the field. They will kick it from east to west, right to left, and Holton gets set with sophomore Sagenhagen back deep to return. Cannon Sagenhagen along with Andrew Shoup. The kicker for Royal Valley is Xavier Wabunsi. And we're ready to go here in week number one. The opening kickoff brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without hidden surprises. Holton going to get the football on offense first as the opening kick has us going here in week three. Shoup from the 15-yard line, nearly slipped, back to the middle at the 20, running left, pushes his blocker in the back, and gets across the 20, but then tackled by about four white jerseys. A lot of them downfield there for the Panthers in on the tackle, and Holton will have it on offense. We gave you their skill position backfield of Alec Frazier, Kale Frazier, Andrew Shoup, and Corbin Wilson. Again, Holton is without Caden Gale tonight. Their tight ends are senior Landon Hernandez and sophomore Grant Warner. Holton 3-for-3 in the passing game this season. Up front, it's Eli Hines, the junior center. The guards are Brody Althoff, a senior, and Cody Rodriguez, a sophomore. The tackles are junior Ian Windsor and senior Caleb McCrory. Holton from their own 22-yard line. In the pistol, the snap to Alec Frazier and the handoff to the fullback. And Kale Frazier gets up across the 25-yard line. So he'll gain about three, almost 4 yards there on Holton's first offensive play.
Something to watch tonight, Justin, will be the footing on this field as they played a middle school game on this field yesterday afternoon. And it was preceded by a shower. So there was some rain. It got wet, got chewed up just a little bit between the hashes. So we'll see how the footing holds up here tonight.
No huddle offense. Holton ready to go again. Here's a delayed handoff. Second back Wilson is eaten up, taken down at the line of scrimmage. Great job by the Panther D, Alex Johnson, one of their top tacklers, flying over there to the football. Also Bowen Bryan. You got Brian Johnson, Griff Compton, and Nolan Bausch, the four guys in the secondary for Royal Valley. Their linebackers are good with Landon Gilbert, a junior, and then seniors John Young and Darren Bausch. And up front for Royal Valley, Paxton Henry, Cyrus Harding, they're both seniors. Josh Rodewald and Kellen Henry are juniors up front for Royal Valley. third and seven, excuse me, no gain on the last play. Here's Shoup going left, hit in the backfield, and then gets away. He's still fighting for yards and going to get to about the 28 or 9. He's a few yards short of the line of scrimmage, but credit Royal Valley disrupting that play as white jerseys in the Holton backfield. Shoup made something out of nothing. It's fourth down and four.
Like 52, John Young back there into the defensive or offensive backfield to disrupt things from coming from his linebacker position, and the Wildcats are going to punt this one on fourth and a long three, almost 4 yards.
Royal Valley forcing the three and out. Alex Johnson will go back along with Griff Compton to return this punt, and the Panthers hoping to get really good starting field position. Wilson is a weapon. We've played nearly 2 minutes of football here in week number three. Wilson, clean snap, punts it away. Great hang time. Johnson going back, fields it at the 40. Looking to make a move. He's hit and tackled at about the 43. Holton was downfield with coverage. Had Shoup and Hernandez and Keithley, and also in there for the Wildcats was Brody Nickel. But how about Royal Valley starting field position? They're on offense now at their own 44-yard line.
Yeah, decent punt and not much of a return, but when you force the three and out, you get good field position. And very impressed with Royal Valley's defense on those first three plays, winning in the trenches. We talk about the trenches in the pregame, and they win it on the first three plays of the game, forcing the three and out, and get their offense the football at their own 44.
Compton passing this year, 7 of 12, couple interceptions last week on first and 10. He'll hand it off. This is Alavera, the fullback, fighting for a couple tough yards. Man, he's been on varsity a couple of years, started last year as a sophomore. We told you Nolan Bausch and Alex Johnson in the backfield with him. The tight ends are good. Landon Gilbert is 6'5", the junior target opposite Darren Bausch. Up front, you got John Young at center. Josh Rodewall, the three-year junior starter at guard. Paxton Henry, the other guard. And the tackles are Malachi Chi, 315-pound junior, and Cyrus Harding. Besides 315, though, Rodewald's 250, and nobody else much over 200 pounds for Royal Valley. Second down and 9. They'll give it around the near side. Johnson tries to cut it up and does get good yardage up close to the 50. It's about a 4-yard gain as he kind of shimmied away from a couple initial contact blue jerseys, and will make it a manageable third down and 5 here for the Panthers.
Third down and fairly manageable. If they can get positive yards here on third down, could be four down territory for Royal Valley, and it's all going to depend on this third down play.
Holton went three and out on offense. Now the Panthers at midfield on their first possession with 8:50 in the clock moving here in a scoreless first quarter. Panthers going right to left. Griff Compton under the center. John Young, they go on a hard count. Holton does not come across. The back is stood up and met and going to be tackled by Cameron Wheeler for a short gain of only about a yard. Cameron Wheeler, middle linebacker with Kel Frazier. Also Grant Warner and Eli Hines in the middle of that Holton defense. And they made the play near the line of scrimmage.
That's called filling the A-gap right there. Cameron Wheeler came and stuck him at the line of scrimmage. The back did fall forward for about a yard, but it's fourth and a full 3 yards here. Decision coming up here for Royal Valley and Coach Boucher.
Holton went from third and 7 to fourth and 3, but they punted inside their own 30. Royal Valley better field position on the Holton side of the 50.
They're going to need to hustle as the play clock is already down to 8, 7. And they're just approaching the line of scrimmage.
They need 3 yards here on fourth down. Play clock at 2. Compton gets the snap and hands it off right. It's Bausch, and he's going to be stood up and stopped. He got a yard, but that's about it. And a couple yards short is Royal Valley. So neither team can pick up an offensive first down on their opening possession. Wildcats get it back here at their own 49-yard line.
A very aggressive decision by Coach Boucher to go for it there around midfield. It was fourth and a full 3 yards. They get nothing. A huge stop for Holton's defense, and now they get the good field position, taking over at their own 49-yard line.
We talked about drives, possessions being limited for both teams, turnovers, penalties. Any mistakes and stops loom large. Holton's second possession, fake to the fullback, give it, and Shoup trying to bounce it outside, but he's hit after a gain of a couple. Down to the Royal Valley 49, there's a flag on the play. So we'll stop the clock here momentarily.
Initial signal is going to be a face mask, I think, against Royal Valley, Justin. We'll see if it's a 5 or 15-yard variety. Andrew Shoup got a gain of a couple yards on that play, but I think they're going to be tacking on a few more.
Shoup averaging 8 yards a carry through the first couple of games. Holton last week ran for, again, over 500 yards of offense, or 560 yards of offense.
This will be a 5-yard face mask, and then they'll get to replay first down as well. So 5 yards from the end of the run, and it'll be first down and 2, 3. First down and 3. You ever see a first down and 3 before? You're about to.
First man over the football for Holton is the returning junior starter Eli Hines. Rodriguez and Windsor to the left. Play goes to the left on a counter. Shoup gets a nice kick block through the hole at the 40. First down, bounces it outside left at the 30. 25, 20, turns off speed. He's to the 10, 5, and takes it in. Andrew Shoup, what a run. 44 yards for the first Holton touchdown of the night.
We'll see a replay here in just a second if you're watching along with us on the Holton channel. It was a downfield block by Landon Hernandez that keyed the long run. It was going to be a 5, 6, 7-yard run, and then Landon Hernandez just blocking down the field about 8 or 9 yards. Shoup with the vision, kicks it out, and off to the races. Nobody catching number 8, and Shoup has the Wildcats on the board.
Holton been going for a lot of two-point conversions this season. They'll try it again here. They've only gone for one kicked PAT all year, and the two-point conversion is the counter. Same play, back to Shoup left side, and same result. He finds the end zone. Andrew Shoup capitalizing on a short Holton drive, technically just a couple plays to go, 51 yards, and the 44-yard touchdown run by Andrew Shoup puts Holton ahead 8-0. We'll take a timeout and return for the kick after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flukebank tanking with you, Ethan Macy Will, and Tristan Schlatter helping us out on the Holton Channel production tonight. Two-play drive for Holton, 51 yards covered, the 44-yard TD run by Andrew Shoup, and his two-point run makes it 8-0. The drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton, online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Early in the season, but Andrew Shoup has shown the ability to be that game breaker. He's had some big runs and really good vision there, and then the breakaway speed left everybody in the dust as he ran into the end zone from 44 yards out for the touchdown.
Great kick here by Corbin Wilson. It's going to be fielded inside the 5-yard line to the 15, to the 20, clothesline tackle. Penalty flag flies from way, way, way behind the play. Let's check the flag here. As it stands, Royal Valley would start at their own 22.
I got to think this is probably against the return team. Usually it is on a kickoff. And if that's the case, it'll move them back from the end of the run. Flag is setting at about the 33-yard line. The return came out to the 22.
7:31 remaining here in the first quarter. Holton now leading 8-0 over Royal Valley. They ran four plays but could not pick up a first down on their opening possession and now going to start deep, deep in their own territory. A lot worse off than when they started their first drive at their own 44.
This one, again, is indeed against Royal Valley. It's a 10-yard holding penalty, so they'll move up from the 22 back to the 12. So deep in their own territory to start their second drive are the Panthers.
Panthers kept it all on the ground their first four plays. Griff Compton is an experienced quarterback. Backfield a loss. Jackson Stevens, their breakaway guy from a year ago. Here's Compton giving it straight ahead, and Manning, the fullback, takes it across the 15 to the 16. That's a good positive gain between the tackles, about 4 yards on first down.
Annie Oliveira runs very low to the ground, number 19. He's listed at 5'8", 175 pounds. Very low center of gravity, keeps the feet churning. Got some yards after contact there. Good 4-yard gain on first down.
Second down here from the 16. Royal Valley has the wishbone double tight set and give it again to the fullback. And a couple more tough yards there, but it's going to bring up third down and still about 4 yards to go here for Royal Valley after Oliveira carried the last two for a total of 6 yards.
Couple of safe play calls there between the tackles deep in their own territory. Just trying to move the sticks and get positive yards. This is a big third down play for the Royal Valley offense.
Mere offenses, as we talked about, at Smith Center Tree. The fullback is important, right?
The fullback is the key. We talk about the the fullback being the straw that stirs the drink, and I think that's the case for both these teams.
Holton coming on a blitz. Compton nearly lost it. Now he picks it up, and he's going to get tackled at about the 21. I think he's just shy of a first down. He gained about 3. Good job by Compton to get upfield there in a hurry, and what nearly looked like was going to be a busted play. It's 4th and 1, and another decision here for Coach Boucher.
I mean, if this is 4th and 3, it's an obvious punt situation. But, man, 4th and 1, deep in your own territory. It's your own 21. Does he have the guts to go for it again on 4th?
I think you make Holton go 50 yards instead of giving him a 20-yard field. But
it's the game's early. I probably punt the football. I probably would have punted the football last time, too, and they're going to leave the offense on the field. Watch the hard count here.
Going for it on 4th down and 1. Royal Valley from the 21. They do snap it, and they do get a quarterback sneak, and I don't think he got it. Holton was ready. Griff Compton, no tush push. He needed some help pushing him from behind. Tank has Compton left to do it all and gains nothing. It's a turnover on downs. Second straight possession for Royal Valley, and Holton will take over near the red zone.
Oh, my, what a huge defensive play for Holton. They got excited about a 4th down and 1, took that as a challenge, and they won the line of scrimmage, and they stuffed the quarterback, Griffin Compton, right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even a loss of a half a yard on that play. And the Wildcats now get an extremely short field, taking over at the Royal Valley 21-yard line.
Holton has ran just five plays total. Here they'll give to Shoup, second man, looking for some room, following some blocks, patiently down to the 18, and maybe stretching it, falling forward to the 17 for a gain of just over 3 on that first down carry. As Holton's right back on the football, no huddle offense, looking to increase an 8-0 advantage with 5:20 and the clock moving in quarter number 1. In the red zone is Holton. Sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Red zone opportunity for the Cats. Here's the option. Nope, the give to the fullback, And he gets good yards down close to a first down. Alec Frazier's done a really good job executing all the different fakes and the different motions and movements with this Holton offense as a first-year varsity starter. Gain is just short of the first down at the 12, so it's going to be 3rd and 1 here for the Wildcats.
Something both these teams and programs take pride in is they run the same stuff from a young age, and you get really good in the wishbone if you're holding Wildcat with the fakes. You know the footwork. Again, there's more to it than what meets the eye. A lot of work and preparation to look as crisp as they do.
3rd and short for the Cats. Frazier in the pistol. He will give it to Shoup. Left side, first down at the 10, down to the 8-7-yard line, and a good gain. It'll be first down and goal to go for the Panthers. He's had a lot of success, Tank, running on that left side. You mentioned Hernandez, the tight end over there, next to Ian Windsor and sophomore Cody Rodriguez. That's where Holton's plays have gone here in their first couple possessions.
Yeah, they love Cody Rodriguez, the sophomore, and then you got big Ian Windsor, the left tackle, the junior. A lot of size on that left side of the offensive line, and that's where they have really been attacking. You said it.
Goal to go from the 7-yard line. Under 4 minutes to play now in the first quarter. Holton will give it to Shoup. He's between the middle this time and stopped at about the 5, maybe a couple yards on the run. It'll be 2nd down and goal to go. A lot of pressure for the Royal Valley defense to step up. Paxton Henry made that last tackle.
Shoup getting a heavy dose of carries here. 7 carries for 67 yards for him, and only 1 carry for Corbin Wilson and 1 carry for Cale Frazier. So 7 carries out of the 9 plays have went to Andrew Shoup.
Had carried it 32 times coming into the season. So that's 16 per game on average through the first 2. Here's the next play going right, and it's Corbin Wilson. Cuts back at the right hash. He's at the 3-2. The pile moves forward and into the end zone. Corbin Wilson for a rushing touchdown. It's his 2nd of the season, and Holton's 2nd here tonight.
Talk about the tush push. That was a big pile at about the 1 or 2 yard line, but the Wildcats kept blocking until the whistle, pushing the pile forward. Corbin Wilson able to keep the feet churning. The Wildcats on the board for the 2nd time here in the first quarter. They take advantage of the short 21-yard field. A 5-yard touchdown run for Corbin Wilson.
5 plays, and now another 2-point conversion try with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Remember, Holton went 3 and out the first time they've had it, but Royal Valley's turned it over twice on downs. Cats have capitalized. Here's the counter play, and it's Shoup on the 2-point conversion, stretching it out to the far pylon as Andrew Shoup bounces it out for his 2nd 2-point conversion run of the game, and Holton doubles their lead at 16-0.
Taking advantage of the short field, started by their defense, a great start for the whole Wildcats here tonight.
16-zip as we take a timeout. Holton leads Royal Valley late first quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton 16-0 now over Royal Valley. Justin Flukebike tanking back with you. Five plays, 21 yards, all Holton needed to get that one in the end zone. Corbin Wilson, a five-yard TD run. Sheep's two-point conversion. The scoring drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. Kickoff here by Corbin Wilson, who had the TD. This one to the near sideline on the run. Caught by Johnson at the 15, 20, quickly 25, and then a big shot as he got to the 25 and then took a pretty good hit there.
And hit by Jared Abel down there on the special teams for Holton.
We'll see what Royal Valley does on their third possession. David Boucher, Brooks Barta, both played for Roger Barta, who passed away earlier this season. Had a chance to talk with both coaches about that a little bit. Things are different. Roger didn't miss too many Royal Valley Holton games or games with Brooks, and especially when other alma maters were involved. Coach Boucher said he had a chance to go see Roger this summer and have a great hour or so long conversation with the legend. Here's the reverse play to Bausch as he takes it around the right side, and a good gain from the 25 up across the 30-yard line as the Panthers pick up five, almost six there on their first down play.
Royal Valley just needs something positive to happen on this drive as they don't have a first down yet and have turned it over on downs twice.
Give up the middle, and Andrew Keithley makes the tackle, rides down the ball carrier, which is Nolan Bausch again. Three more yards there after six on first down, and the Panthers in business, third and one. They picked up the tempo, Tank. Royal Valley going real quickly again, and we got a timeout.
Take a timeout. They were trying to substitute on the defensive line, and they were going to get stuck with 12 guys on the field, and give credit to the tempo of Royal Valley right there.
Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, try the many different flavors of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. They're relocating, and we'll have popcorn for sale in Holton at their new building location, 705 Arizona Avenue in Holton. Of course, a long tradition in Whiting where the popcorn business will still be grown, Tank, but a quick little plug for you and that business is they're our official timeout sponsor here tonight with 2:36 to go, and Holton up 16-0 over Royal Valley in quarter number one.
It'll be exciting. Get some popcorn into the retail establishment in Holton. Come see us. It'll be a good thing, I think, for the community and for the business as well.
Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn and also NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. They're our statistics sponsor. They'll be moving into that building there on Highway 75, just on the north edge of Holton as well, coming up here this fall. This is third and one here out of that timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. And on third and one, Bausch gets the carry, gets a first down, curls around the right side, and gets up close to the 40-yard line. Tackle made by Jarrett Abel, who's now a starting safety as Holton plays without Caden Gale for the second straight week.
Tempo, more no huddle, and back on the ball for another play.
Converted on third and short. This play blown up, though, in the backfield on a great defensive play by Eli Hines. Hines beat his man, got back there to make the tackle for a one-yard loss, and now Royal Valley will be patient here and huddle up before second down, trailing by 16 with just over 2 minutes to go first quarter.
Yeah, Royal Valley just trying to get up off the mat. Like I said, they need something positive on this drive, but you look up at 16-0. Holton's had two quick touchdowns on short fields, but you don't feel like Royal Valley's out of this by any means, but they got to find something positive soon.
Second down and a long 10. Compton to throw for the first time. Looking downfield, throws underneath. The ball's then jarred free, and it's loose, and it's picked up by Holton. They're going to take it from the 30 to the 20. Corbin Wilson at the 10 breaks a tackle and scores. Was it a catch and a fumble, or was it an incomplete pass? Coach Boucher claiming incomplete pass from Royal Valley's far sideline. Holton thinks they have a scoop and score.
And they're gonna change this and call it an incomplete pass, Justin, and the chains were getting ready to move. I'm glad they didn't move them because That was going to be a 37-yard scoop and score. I think it's a good call. It looked like the receiver was actually bobbling the pass, or the catch. The ball goes down to the turf. Holton scoops it and goes. The whole entire Roll Valley coaching staff is signaling, incomplete, incomplete. He never had it. And the linesman on the far side comes in after the play, discusses it with the referee, and they indeed call an incomplete pass.
Took a while for any officials to really make a call
ideally
there.
Ideally, you need to get on that a little quicker and be emphatic, but I do think in the end they got that right.
Third down and a long 10 yards to go for the Panthers. They'll bring Landon Gilbert to the near side. He's one-on-one with Shoup. Third down from their own 37. And the quarterback runs into his own running back. Now flips it on the option to Johnson. And Johnson's hit and tackled at the 42. Andrew Shoup with a tremendous open field stop. Only a gain of about 3 yards. And it's fourth and seven. The Panthers have twice failed on fourth down. This time they'll send the punt team on the field.
Yeah, got a punt at this time as it's a fourth and long. Great job by Andrew Shoup. Something you've seen from him in that corner spot the last 2 years, does a great job of shedding blocks and then making one-on-one tackles. Very comfortable to play physical from that corner spot. That's a strength on this defense, and that's a great one-on-one tackle to force the fourth down play.
So punt formation here. The quarterback, Griffin Compton, is the punter. Cannon Sagenhagen's been doing a good job on the Holton returns. He's the lone man back, the sophomore, with Holton up 16-0 and set to get the football for the fourth time here in this first quarter of play. The punt is away. It's a high, good hang time. Sagenhagen gets it at the 30 and is going to be tackled immediately. Good job getting downfield. Tackle made there for Royal Valley. Really nice play. Bowen Bryan, the man downfield for Royal Valley, making the tackle right as Sagenhagen caught it. Holton will have field position at their own 31. You know, getting back to that Royal Valley pass play, it reminded me, Coach Boucher this week, we were talking about Roger Barta. He said, you know, Roger Barta said, when you pass, four things can happen, and three of them are bad. So we're not going to pass, because it could be incomplete, you could take a sack, or you could throw an interception. Those are all three bad. Only one good thing can happen on a pass, and that's a completion. Here's a hole for Holton on the give to Corbin Wilson across the 35, up to the 37-yard line. I feel like I heard that before, but it had been a couple years, and so it's a good reminder with this matchup here tonight why neither team will throw it too often.
It has been a tried and true recipe for success in North Jackson County and obviously at Smith Center for decades.
Here's the fullback, Kale Frazier, breaking a tackle. First down, spins across the 45 and then falls on his back up to the 46-yard line. Compton made the tackle. Might be the final play of the quarter. We'll see if Holton wants to hurry and get another playoff. Now first down at their own 46.
Yeah, they're back up on the ball. They want to run one more before the quarter ends. It looks like they're going to get one more playoff.
Hines over the football. Rodriguez and Keithley on his hips. Excuse me, Althoff instead of Keithley at the right guard. Here's the second man through, Shoup, and he's ridden down at about the 49-yard line, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter. 16-0, the Wildcats with the lead. Last tackle for Royal Valley made there by Malachi Chi and Josh Rodewald. Holton will have it when we come back. They lead 16-0 here in Week 3. It's Big East J-Co football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, caring for every stage of life.
Join Foster Ford and Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th, Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA New Hope Center Food Pantry in Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton and help support our community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Flip, Mike Tanking with you. Seth Tollefson, our studio engineer. Tristan Schlatter, along with Ethan Will and Macy Will, helping out tonight on the Holton channel at MSC Sports. Holton has second down and six to begin the second quarter, and they'll give it straight ahead. Pretty big pile, not much of a gain, maybe to the 50-yard line. And Holton will have third down. They had to punt on their opening possession, but then had a couple short fields that they capitalized on and might be entering four-down territory here now. It's third down and six. Get it across the midfield. Holton will get the play called by Alec Frazier, the senior QB, as he looks to his right wrist, calls the play, and is now in the pistol. Double tight, wishbone set, third down, and the counter play back near side, looking for a block, shoots, gets one, and pedals his way down inside the 45. This is going to be really, really close to a first down.
I think he's got it based off the spot of the line judge here on the near side, and oh, they're going to say short.
I think that at least needs measured, if nothing else.
We had a discussion about measurements on this field last week, and
George Ebert won. Brooks Bardo lost. So Holton's just going to go for it on fourth down. Brooks comes over to look at it, see how close it is. Fourth and one, chance for the Panthers here. So Holton looking to get a yard. Panthers shift on the defensive line of scrimmage. Our score 16-0 Holton. And on fourth down, they'll give it to Shoup. He gets a block from Kel Frazier and has a first down, and then pushed back at the end of the play. But he gets down to the 42-yard line of Royal Valley with a minute gone by here in the second frame. Holton converts on fourth down for the first opportunity tonight.
Royal Valley's going to have to find a way to defend that side of the formation. Is right now, Holton just abusing the left side of that offensive line, or right side of the defensive line, rather, for Royal Valley. Andrew Shoup now 10 carries for 79 yards, and I think every one of those carries has went left.
Royal Valley's got, what, 10 guys in the box? One out here kind of on an island on this near side. One safety only about 8 yards behind the center who will snap it. And Alec Frazier will run the option for the first time. He's got room at the 40 to the 30. Alec Frazier 20 at the 10. He makes a juke and the man misses. And Frazier beat him into the end zone. Touchdown. Shake and bake. Touchdown. Alec Frazier.
Hadn't seen much of the quarterback yet. Alec has been a huge part of this offense the first 2 weeks, Justin. And that was the time. Option to the right. A crease. He got up into there and got off to the races. Got a good downfield block again from his twin brother, and then off to the races, Alec went, and the last 6 yards, little juke, and then made him miss and got to the end zone. Nice run there by Alec Frazier. The Wildcats offense is churning out touchdowns. 7 offensive touchdowns in their last 8 drives going back to last week.
They'll try the extra point this time. Corbin Wilson, 0-for-1 on the season, had a good gear kicking last season, and they have the hold down, and the kick is good. The hold by Cannon Sagenhagen got a little more work in this week. Corbin Wilson was pretty good last year at PATs, making 28 out of 33, and he's got his first one here in 2025 as the Wildcats lead 23-0. 10:26 to go until halftime. It's all Holton in the first half, and we're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Another Wilson Tire of Holton scoring update. 7 plays, 69 yards. Alec Frazier, the final 42 of it. And Holton with the extra point kicked by Corbin Wilson, leading 23-0. Scoring drive from Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry. Wilson Tire and Holton online at WilsonTireKS.com.
The thing about the Wildcat offense, Justin, we talk about how that quarterback run is set up by the fullback and by those runs between the tackles. But then you still got to have a guy that can have the speed to go get it. And Alec has that speed. He's able to get to the perimeter. He's been a problem for opposing defenses the first 3 weeks of the season. And a very impressive touchdown run there.
Squib kick fielded by an up man at the 30 for Royal Valley. Back to the near sideline across the 35. Pearson Sivers will make the tackle at about the 37-yard line. That's Bowen Bryan, one of the up man for Royal Valley on the return. It's a little better field position here for the Panthers, but down 23-0 with 10 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in quarter number two.
And their back is against the wall here as Royal Valley's in real danger zone. If they weren't already, they definitely are now. 23-0. Holton churning out yards and touchdowns. Holton with 144 yards already and all of it on the ground, averaging over 8.5 yards per carry here in the first half so far.
Griff Compton leading the Royal Valley offense to the line of scrimmage. Double tight, wishbone set. Compton has tried to pass it twice. Here's the ball that is going straight ahead to the fullback. Back to Manny Olivero, who gets up close to the 40, gaining about 3 yards there on first down. One more thing about Alec Frazier, going back to that quarterback option run, is that so far in the season, it's only week three, we've seen good decision-making. And also, when we've seen Alec Frazier in space,
yes,
he's pretty tough one-on-one to bring down.
Well, he's so shifty.
Yeah.
And he's got that low center of gravity, and he's got really quick feet. And what I liked about that last touchdown run is he saw the crease, and the idea of pitching the football went away. I'm keeping it. I'm running like a running back, and that's what he did.
Here's another give straight ahead for Royal Valley. A couple of consecutive carries by the fullback, Olivero. He gained about 3 on first down and about 3 more there, so it's going to be third down and 4 yards to go for the Panthers, who on third downs tonight just 1 for 4. This will be their fifth opportunity on third down at their own 42-yard line with just over 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Holton up 23-0. They punted on a 3-and-out to start this game, but then had a touchdown, a short field, and then another long touchdown. And here's the given a big hit by Cannon Sagenhagen as getting the handoff and getting clocked was Nolan Bausch immediately. That's the sophomore, Cannon Sagenhagen. We're seeing him play some defense. Outside backer, very, very short gain. It's fourth and still almost four. The Panthers going to send the punt team back on the field.
Sagenhagen will go back to field this punt. And that's a kid that has played a lot more and more on the defensive side the last couple weeks, being asked to do some things as a first-year varsity player and stepping in and not blinking, coming up and making a play on the at the line of scrimmage on third down and forcing a punt. Huge play by Cannon Sagenhagen, the sophomore.
He'll set up just across his own 20. Compton in punt formation, standing inside his own 35. 8:25 on the second quarter clock. Punt is away. Angle to the near sideline. Fair catch called for and made. Sagenhagen runs up and fields it at about the 31. And that's where Holton's offense will retake the field. They've looked pretty unstoppable in their last three possessions. And as Mike Tanking mentioned, going back to last week against Riley County, scoring 4 touchdowns on their last 4 drives of that win against the Falcons. So it appears that they've kind of found a little rhythm, and blocks have opened up some plays as well.
Got a lot of things they like. Again, 4 touchdowns to end the game last week and 3 of 4 drives ending in touchdowns here tonight. Just a 3-and-out to start the night, but then 3 straight touchdowns.
From the 32, the give is to Shoup. Andrew held on to from behind, tackled at the line of scrimmage. Good job by Josh Rodewald. He's one of the best for Royal Valley. He's been starting since a freshman. He made the tackle and assist by Cyrus Harding, a short gain of maybe a yard, and Holton right back on the football. Wildcats have Warner and Hernandez still in as the tight ends. The backfield has Wilson and Shoup behind Kel Frazier, as Alec Frazier tells Holton the play call here with 7:50 to go till intermission. Our halftime sponsored by Highland Community College. Second down and a long 8, almost 9. Frazier will keep it here. He comes near side, gets a block. Nice kick out by Rodriguez around the corner. Across the 50. Alec loose again at the 40. And bumped out of bounds down inside the Royal Valley 35. Rodriguez kind of pulled out here and got a nice key block. And the quarterback with another big gain for the blue and silver.
That one's going to go for 34 yards, it looks like. 33 yards on the run. Alec Frazier, again, great vision. Getting him to the perimeter, he's a problem. He got a block again from Kale Frazier. And then Alec was able to cut up inside the block of Cody Rodriguez, the big lineman, all the way down the field, getting a downfield block. Impressive execution on that play by the Wildcat.
Now the fullback, Kale Frazier, gets it, runs over a couple dudes, and somersaults his way from the 25 down to the 23. It's going to be another first down carry, and a gain of 11, almost 12 there for the fullback, Kale Frazier. He ripped off a late 40-yard touchdown run last week in the game against Riley County. Go over 100 yards rushing in the game. Holton will break up the wishbone. They put a slot in the left. That's Corbin Wilson on first down from the Panther 24. Give it to the fullback again, and Kel Frazier takes defenders on his back inside the 20 all the way down to the 15. And we've had a lot of piles, but piles moving at the end of plays tanking, and
yeah,
Holton seems to be getting the push, winning the battle in the trenches.
Look at that fullback dive. 8 yards. And most of it after contact where the pile just continued to move forward.
That's 20 yards and 2 runs for the Holton fullback. And Holton is in the red zone again, presented by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Second down and two here for the Cats. 6:40 to go, first half. And this time it's a play busted up as Corbin Wilson, I don't know if he slipped, but he had a defensive man in the backfield. That was Paxton Henry that beat his man and made the tackle for a couple-yard loss. It was second and two. Now it's third and four.
Yeah, just nowhere to go there. Henry was able to get into the backfield and bust that play up, and Corbin had nowhere to go. As soon as he took the football, he had a Royal Valley Panther right in his face. Dropped for a loss on the play. It's third down. Definitely four-down territory. I don't think Holton's going to be interested in kicking a field goal, so two downs to get 4 yards here for the Wildcats.
Still in the red zone and back to the full wishbone set. Holton's got third down midway second quarter. Handed to Cale Frazier. Had runs of 12 and 8. And this time he gets to about the 14. I think he's a yard short. It's going to be fourth and one here for the Wildcats as Griff Compton, the safety, came up and made the tackle. Also, one lineman, Cyrus Harding, in there for the White Panthers.
Well, Valley defensively just hasn't had an answer. And so this fourth down and one, less than a yard. Actually, here for the Wildcats, pretty comfortable position for Holton. Royal Valley needs something desperately on this play.
Might be a fullback give on fourth down and one. Holton does. Hand to Kel Frazier, who gets yards down to the 10. So that's about 4 yards, almost five, on fourth and one for Kel Frazier, as Holton is now 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions in this game. They're in the Sarah Fox Stone and Story Real Estate Red Zone here, leading 23-0.
Holton's sixth first down of the first half. Royal Valley has one first down.
This is a 9-play drive. Started at their own 32 after a Panther punt. And the give is to Frazier again. Kale taking the pile down inside the 5. Might have got inside the 4 as we head south of 5 minutes to go. Holton has beaten Royal Valley 29 consecutive games. Brooks Barta lost his very first game as Holton head coach to Royal Valley in 1996. Panthers have not beaten the Wildcats since. Last year, Holton victorious 32-14. The year before that, it was 34-9. Year before that, 48-15. The games haven't been that close, and Holton about to turn this one into a first-half blowout. Leading 23-zip, it's second down from the 4, and it's Shoop left side, got hit and tackled shy of the end zone. Good play by Landon Gilbert that time, the outside backer for Royal Valley. Stop made about the 1 yard line, going to be maybe the 2 yard line take. It's third and goal here.
Yeah, from the 4 down to about, I call it the 1 yard line. Gain of 3 there for Shoop. Third and goal from the 1 yard line. A couple opportunities here to punch it in for Holton. Again, even when it doesn't look like there's much, they're still getting 2 and 3 yards.
Frazier in the pistol. That's Alec, the quarterback, first year starter. And he gives to Corbin Wilson, the second man behind fullback Cale Frazier. Second touchdown for Corbin Wilson. Holton up 29-0.
Just methodical. Everything between the tackles on that drive after Alec Frazier run to kick it off, and inside the red zone, execution for Holton. Very sound. Everything working up front, and Corbin Wilson into the end zone for his second touchdown tonight. The Wildcats running away here in the first half.
Extra point try from Corbin Wilson, who just capped an 11-play drive, Holton's longest of the night, but it went pretty quickly. Wasn't a great snap. The hold down, the kick good, just squeezed inside the left upright, and Holton's got a 30-burger on the board. Up 30-0, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. And we'll be back after a timeout. You're listening to Big East Jackson County Football, our game of the week, presented by Rainbow Communications on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Luke Mike Tanking back with you. Ethan Will, Tristan Schlatter, Macy Will on the Holton Channel production. Wildcats up 30-0 now over Royal Valley. Alex Johnson from the 5 will field this kick, comes straight up the middle. He gets to the 15 and now at the 20, bounces off his own man. Ooh. And then hit hard at about the 25-yard line. That big hit there was 52 for the Wildcat.
Thane
Gross.
Remember,
we didn't have, oh, that's right, Thane Gross. We thought he was 44. Thane Gross downfield, 52 in on the stop. Well,
Royal Valley needs some playing time on the defensive front, too. He's staying in the game on the defense right now. Another sophomore.
Go downfield, make a big special teams play, get rewarded, and stay out there defensively on the line with Keith Lee and Warner and Rodriguez. Sagenhagen is playing in the secondary along with Hernandez. Frazier and Wheeler are the linebackers. Here's a pass. Compton on a slant. Hits Gilbert in stride. First down up to the 42-yard line. Mentioned Gilbert, a great target at 6'5", and Compton right on the money with that quick slant as the Panthers move the sticks. Tank, that is their second first down of the night?
Second first down. First pass completion. And that's a false start against Royal Valley as they jump. They tried to go quickly after the first down. When they have success on a play, they seem to go try to go quicker, right? They're going into their no huddle and getting about onto the football, but they jump off sides and moved a little bit early there.
So penalty against Royal Valley after their big offensive play. 3:41 to go here in the second quarter. Holton has two touchdown runs by Corbin Wilson, one by Andrew Shoup, one by Alec Frazier so far.
Just counting Justin on that last defensive play, and Cody Rodriguez just checked out of the game, but Holton has had, they had four sophomores out there on the field. Rodriguez, Grant Warner, Thane Gross, Cannon Sagenhagen. Four sophomores on the defense. Rodriguez just checked out, and Ian Windsor checked in at the defensive tackle position.
And we're going to get a timeout called. Stopping the clock here. Royal Valley taking the timeout. We'll take one as well with 3 minutes 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Holton 30, Royal Valley 0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Around the area, Sabetha leads Hiawatha 6-0. Centralia ahead of Onega 15-0. Nemaha Central leads Rossville 14-6. And St. Mary's 2-0 over Jeff West. Back to action here, and a big hit by Cale Frazier. This is going to be a gain of a yard or two for the Royal Valley back, Alex Johnson. That was 1st and 15. A Royal Valley penalty preceded the timeout. Now to be 2nd and 13. Panthers here from their own 37-yard line.
So Royal Valley has a 15-yard completion on this drive through the air. You want to take a guess at what their longest run is, yard-wise?
5? 6?
Yep, 6 yards. They just can't find any space running the football between the tackles. Haven't been able to get to the outside either.
Second down and double sticks. Compton fumbled the snap, picks it up, and he's going to be hit and tackled right there at the line of scrimmage. Flag flies in late.
Kind of a weird play, a busted play. And the flag came in late from the referee behind the play.
Thane Gross was right there at the point of tackle. We'll see what the call is with 2:37 to go till halftime. Holton up 30-0.
Face mask, possibly.
Royal Valley could use a little break right now, and it is personal foul face mask on Holton. 15 yards and a first down. The scoring updates, by the way, presented by Holt House Auto House. When it's time to update your vehicle, check out all the used vehicles on the lot. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Nothing too surprising in the scores tank, but that St. Mary's Jeff West game could be interesting. And Rossville hanging around, down just one score with Nemaw Central early.
Hiawatha hanging around with Sabetha also.
Yep.
Close game early.
Big win for Hiawatha last week. They smoked Marysville. Here's the first down pass play. Compton in some trouble, got rid of it, and it's completed.
That's
to a lineman.
Not legal.
And the lineman just blows over Cannon Sagenhagen. But this one-yard gain will be wiped off as Compton took a shot. Who was coming?
Grant Warner coming off the edge, and he turned, and there was 86 in his face, and he took a shot and just tried to throw the football to anybody wearing a white jersey. It happened to be one of his linemen.
Paxton Henry, who was actually a tight end a year ago, so no surprise he caught it, the left guard.
Give him credit, he didn't stop.
Right?
You know, hey, I know I'm a lineman, I can't touch this. I'm not supposed to catch this football, but I'm going to run ahead anyway. So this will be an illegal touching, which is going to be a loss of down, 5 yards and a loss of down.
So it'll be second down and 15 here for Royal Valley. Move back on their own side of the 50-yard line. Royal Valley turned it over on downs at their own 49, turned it over on downs at their own 21, and then punt their last two possessions. Meanwhile, the Wildcats have scored touchdowns on four straight drives to lead this game 30-0. Second down, or
first down.
So it's not a loss of down?
It was a loss of down. I haven't had that one in a while.
Oh, Rusty line. Tank?
Yeah, Rusty got me, man. I don't know if I have my rule book with me.
No loss of down on a legal touch. First and 15, quick pitch. Johnson has a hole and then got upended. Got back to the original line of scrimmage, and Andrew Shoup took his legs out from under him. Alex Johnson came into tonight, averaging 6.8 yards per carry. That gets light in here.
I got to look this rule
second,
up.
Second 11.
Why did I think that was a loss of down? We're going to find out.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. A lot of folks from both Royal Valley and Holton wearing green tonight, and for a great cause. It's a green out here tonight in Jackson County to raise awareness for mental health. Many agencies sharing mental health information here tonight during the game. Another Compton pass in some trouble, now going to be sacked. He's sandwiched back at the 47-yard line. A loss of about seven, and Holton had a few different blue jerseys there again. And it was Andrew Keithley, I think, one of the first guys to get to the QB, Compton.
They wanted to run a stop and go on this near sideline, but that's a route concept that takes some time. You got to give your quarterback time to throw that football. And honestly, the coverage is pretty good here on the near side for Holton, and just no time for Compton to throw the football. He is buried in the backfield, and now it's third and very long for Royal Valley as the second quarter clock goes under a minute.
Uncomfortable play call here for fifth-year head coach David Boucher, was an assistant several years prior to that under Jake Lott. Here's the third down option, and now the little toss out. The ball's fumbled, and Nolan Bausch just gets on it at the 44, incomplete.
Call that incomplete, yep.
Which is good for Royal Valley because it was going to be a 5-yard loss on the play. Holton again brought pressure. Compton had to throw it early.
Now they're just getting beat on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. Offensively, Holton moving the football at will, and offensively for Royal Valley, just unable to get anything going. Three first downs in the first half. One of them came via a penalty, and only 43 rushing yards on 20 carries.
Griff Compton to punt. Cannon Sagenhagen away to the zone 20. Holton might try to go hurry up and get in field goal range here, Tank. Punt is away, end over end. Sagenhagen late getting up on it. He fumbles it. It's free, and it'll be covered up by Landon Hernandez back at the 20. Good job by Hernandez just to get on that ball and not try to pick it up and do something with it. I was afraid when I saw it just laying there in the wide open that he might try to pick it up and run, but man, at your own 20, you're in a good spot up 30-0. You don't want to give Royal Valley the football there this late in the first half.
Yeah, you're moments away from possibly putting this game away, and giving Royal Valley the ball at their 20-yard line there would have been a bad thing for Holton, giving them some life. But Landon Hernandez paying attention, got on the football, Holton retained possession.
See how aggressive Holton wants to be here. They've not called a pass play yet tonight. Haven't needed to. 3 for 3 on the season. It's the counter play to Wilson. And Corbin running right side. Gets across the 25 up to the 27. Holton has a couple timeouts left, but on 2nd and 3, we'll see. They're just content here to go to the locker room. It'll be Royal Valley football receiving the opening kickoff in the second half. The Panthers are set to get it. It looks like Holton maybe just going to try one more play here. The clock down to 16 seconds, 15, now 14 to go till intermission. Fake to the fullback, it's the option play. Alec Frazier going to keep it and be tackled at the 31. He's got a first down. See if Holton wants to use a timeout, run another play or not. From their own 31, they lead 30-0, and not many mistakes for the Wildcats in that first half. They probably feel pretty good right now just heading into the locker room.
Tremendous half of football for Holton. and they will not use a timeout. They'll go into the locker room and be content with a 30-0 lead. Just a great half of football for Holton, and Royal Valley trying to find some answers in this one.
Halftime is here. It's presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. First half stats, scoring recap, and more. It's all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Enjoy the beauty of autumn at the Maple Leaf Festival on September 27th. This is Crystal at GN Bank, and we are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Maple Leaf Festival hosted by the Hiawatha Chamber. Come out and enjoy the festivities and say hello to our staff who will be volunteering. Make the fun and festivities of the Maple Leaf Festival a September family tradition. Come join us on Saturday, September 27th, around the Brown County Courthouse Square. We look forward to seeing you there.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into halftime. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you. Our studio producer tonight is Seth Tollefson. We have Tristan Schlatter, Ethan Will, Macy Will on the Holton Channel, and it's 30-0, Holton having their way with Royal Valley. But before we get into the scoring recap, before we get into the statistics, I tell everyone that I am blessed with the best color and stat guy in the business, who also happens to be a referee of high school football. And Tank, you've looked things up. Come to find out, broadcast smarter than the officials here tonight. You were correct.
The illegal touching was supposed to be a loss of down. I didn't have a rule book, but I found it on my phone, the app, so...
Shouldn't have doubted yourself.
Well, I don't remember the last time I saw a pass to a lineman or had to call that in a game. You don't see that very often, so in my mind, thinking, I think that's a loss of down. And that'd be one where you probably look at your cheat card in your pocket.
Right.
Sometimes
you'll
see a referee do that, actually, because you carry those. There's certain penalties you just don't call, you don't see, and when it catches you off guard, that's when you can find out that you messed up. And I thought in my head, that's a loss of down. Look it up, and it was supposed to be. It didn't hurt the Wildcats, but that was definitely an illegal touching on that one. Should have been a loss of down. Didn't matter.
Good work, Tank. Always likes to give credit where credit is due. He's a white hat on non-varsity nights and fortunate to be a part of our broadcast on the Holton Channel every week. Brandon Tabman is off this weekend, our sports director for MSC Sports, so we're filling in here on the 103.9 KNZA Rainbow Communications Game of the Week. As we recap the scoring from the first half, it didn't start out great for Holton. You know, it looks good now, up 30-0, but the Wildcats got the ball first tonight and had to punt. They went 3 and out. A 3rd and 7 turned into a 4th and 3, and Brooks Barta from inside his own 30 would decide to punt the football away. Royal Valley had good field position. In fact, their best field position of the night on their opening drive. They started at their own 44, but then got to midfield, and faced with a 4th down and 4, they decided to roll the dice. They went for it. They were stopped, and Holton took over on downs. Next play had a penalty, and then the next play, a Holton touchdown run, 44 yards. Andrew Shoup took quick work to get Holton on the board. Shoup ran in his own 2-point conversion, and Holton was up 8-0 with 7:37 to go in the first quarter. Royal Valley would get it back at their own 12, and again, facing a 4th down. This time they only needed a yard, so they would go for it again, but at their own 21-yard line, they got 0 yards and gave Holton a super short 21-yard field. Wildcats needed just 5 plays to get back in the end zone, this time on a Corbin Wilson 5-yard touchdown run. Shoop's 2-point scamper made it 16-0 Wildcats with 3:18 to go in the first quarter. So Royal Valley, a couple times going for it on fourth down. It backfired as they gave Holton short fields, and the Cats capitalized. The next 3 drives for Royal Valley, punt, punt, punt. As Tank will get to with our first half stats in a minute, Royal Valley just could not get much going offensively, and only a couple first downs in this first half. Meanwhile, once Holton got going, they did not quit. That 3-and-out on the opening drive, but then the touchdown by Shoop, the touchdown by Wilson. Holton's next possession resulted in an Alec Frazier 42-yard touchdown, a beautiful run early in the second quarter. This time an extra point kick put Holton up 23-0. And then when Holton got it back, they go on their longest drive, 11 plays, 68 yards, and Corbin Wilson scored from a yard out 4 minutes before halftime to put Holton ahead 30-0 here at the break. So a complete half, and by far the first quarter was the best quarter probably that you and I, Tank, have seen Holton play this year as we broadcast all their games, and this one's the third, and that locker room's got to be a lot better atmosphere than it was the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think offensively they figured a lot of things out last week against Riley County. The offense looked great, and they picked right up where they left off and really starting to, again, just churn out first downs, finding some big plays too. Those home run plays are a lot of fun to call, and they're a lot of fun to watch when you see them develop with the blocking scheme and you see the downfield blocks, and you're seeing that with this Holton offense. But what's most impressive probably for the Wildcats is how they've played defense tonight, the way they've tackled and flown around to the football. Obviously a different look than what they saw against Riley County a week ago. Riley County a little bit more diverse offensively, wanting to throw the football a lot more than what Royal Valley does. But you really see Holton flying around the football, and they're gang tackling. You haven't seen missed tackles. They've dominated the line of scrimmage. And when they did try to pass the football there late in the first half, they got pressure on the quarterback, Compton a couple times, and really disrupted things in the backfield there too. So I think Holton's defense much improved over last week, and I think that's pretty safe to say.
No doubt. And then 2 plays, as you mentioned, getting the big plays, the long runs, 2 touchdowns of over 40 yards for the Wildcats here in the first half. We're going to get you some area scoring updates from Holthouse, Auto House, and Fairview. We'll also get you all of the first half statistics from the Optimized Tax Management Group, NEK Tax Services, and Holton Tax Services presenting our first half stats. We'll get you all that when we come back and continue on the Highland Community College Halftime Show. At the break, it's Holton 30, Royal Valley 0, here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Looking for the ultimate chill? Gaming night or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Holton Community Hospital invites you to our next Community Support Town Hall meeting at the Hoyt Community Center on Monday, September 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to learn more about the HCH Community Support Campaign, ask questions, and share your thoughts on keeping quality health care close to home. For more information, visit HoltonHospital.com or call us at 785-364-9660. Together, we can keep health care strong in Jackson County. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. We're at halftime in Holton, week 3, with district play starting next week. Holton looking for a 30th straight win against Royal Valley in this series. The Wildcats up big 30-0 here at halftime. Let's check some other area scores here real quickly. They're presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview, and it's time to update your vehicle. Check out holthouseautohouse.com or visit them. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? A couple more halftime scores coming in. Sabatha leading Hiawatha 12-0. 12 for Sabatha, 0 for Hiawatha at halftime there. Silver Lake and Perry are both 0-2, and Silver Lake leading that one 16-6 over Perry at halftime. Also in the Northeast Kansas, in the Big East League, we had one other score, but that was early on. It was St. Mary's 2, Jeff West 0. We'll try to get you an update on that one. Centralia led Onega 15-0 after one quarter, and they lead 15-0 over Onega at halftime. Also, Jackson Heights looking like they're rolling to 3-0 tonight as they lead 35-0, taking on Horton at halftime tonight. ACCHS and Valley Falls were scoreless. They've been in some low-scoring games already this season, and ACCHS and Valley Falls, no points at last check in the first half of that ball game. Again, scoring updates from Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Interested to see the update on that St. Mary's Jeff West. We did know that Rossville Nemaha Central early on in that ball game. We haven't got a halftime score there yet, but Nemaha Central was ahead 14-6 over Rossville in the second quarter. We'll get you the first half stats here in a bit. Don't forget, we'll also pick a player of the game tonight at the conclusion of our broadcast. It's presented by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. That during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show coming up here later tonight. Well, Holton having their way and leading 30-0 at the break. We're going to jump into the first half stats as the halftime show almost over here in Holton with the band and Lady Paw's dance team performing. Let's jump to the first half statistics. They're presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services, moving to their new location on Highway 75 in Holton with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Tank, we are putting some stats on the screen even tonight here at halftime on the Holton channel, but I know you got a lot more individual numbers and much more than what fans can see on the screen here at the break.
Yeah, your halftime score again is 30-0. Holton leading Royal Valley. We'll start with Royal Valley. The Panthers finished the first half with 3 first downs of 1 yard. Passing the football, Griffin Compton is 1 of 3 for 15 yards, and that one completion went to Landon Gilbert. Landon Gilbert, 1 catch for 15 yards. For Holton, the Wildcats finished the first half with 7 first downs. They have 224 yards rushing on 29 rushing attempts, averaging 7.7 yards per carry. Holton did not attempt a pass in the first half, so they have 224 total yards of offense, 224 for Holton, 58 for Royal Valley. Holton did not have a turnover in the first half. They had 1 penalty for 15 yards. Individually, the Wildcats led on the ground by Andrew Shoup. He has 12 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown run. Alec Frazier has 4 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown run. Cale Frazier has 7 carries for 46 yards. And Corbin Wilson has 6 carries for 16 yards, but he has 2 touchdown runs. Again, no passing attempts in the first half for the Holton Wildcats. Your halftime score is Holton 30, Royal Valley nothing. That's your halftime stats, Justin.
Thanks, Tank. Again, they're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See Holton Tax Services or NEK Tax Services in Holton. We owe you one more timeout. We're wrapping up our Highland Community College halftime show. We'll return and talk about keys and thoughts on the second half. Royal Valley will get the football to begin the third quarter, down 30-0 at Holton here in week 3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tristan Collins loves the detailed preparation of Holt House Auto House.
It was great. I kind of gave him a call, asked a couple questions, and made a trip down there, had it all ready and cleaned up, gave me a full history on it, and everything went really smooth. I would absolutely recommend them. Kind of got in and out, gave me all the information, and they have followed up since then to make sure everything's all right. Definitely recommend them.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay,
a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back with our studio engineers, Seth Tollison, Justin Flick, Mike Tanking. Also, thanks to Tristan Schlatter, Ethan Will, and Macy Will, all helping us on the Holton Channel production team here tonight. 30-0, Holton leads Royal Valley as we get set for the third quarter. Royal Valley going to get the football, and again, they want to put together a better second half tank, kind of forget the score, come out, just play better. But, man, district play next week against Sebastha, the team they lost to twice last year by a total of just 3 points. So there's some bigger games coming up. And for Royal Valley, it's get right because Sebastha's kind of a lot like Holton. I mean, they're going to see another, you know, ground and pound type team next week.
Yeah, no doubt. And Royal Valley's played better this season than what they played in the first half. They've had some really good halves of football. They really put it on Hiawatha the second half of the game in week one. And it was a very competitive game against Jeff West last week. That's a Jeff West team that's leading St. Mary's 14-2 at halftime here tonight. So Royal Valley definitely higher expectations than what they put forth here in the first half. And I think they expect to play a better brand of football in the second half and try to make this one at least look respectable. Again, turn off the scoreboard for a minute if you're Royal Valley and just try to play good football and get better, because that was not their best effort in the first half for sure.
And if you're Holton, you know it's been a little bit up and down this season, but the first half was all up. I think Brooks Barta probably challenging his team now. Are you going to come out of the locker room, try to coast a little bit, let off the accelerator, and just go through the motions, or are you going to come out and show that you can be a four-quarter type of football team when you need to?
Well, I know, and this is something I remember from a post-game press conference from Bill Self, and they were playing a lesser opponent and a team they probably should have beat by 30 or 40 or whatever, and they let this team hang around. They didn't put them away, and so therefore the walk-ons didn't get to play the last 2 minutes of the game. And Bill Self called his team selfish. He said, that's selfish of you that you didn't make sure that everybody got to play. So I say that because Holton's got a 30-point lead, and if you're a varsity player and you're a first-string guy, you want to do your part to make sure that the sophomores and the freshmen get on the field and try to put this one away. You don't want to take your foot off the gas. You dominated the first half. Their goal is to continue to dominate here in the second half as well.
Holton will kick off. Royal Valley set to receive the football here in the third quarter. Corbin Wilson will kick. We did get a couple other Holt House Auto House scoring updates at half as well. Get you those here in a moment. Deep kick by Wilson. This is going to be fielded from the 5-yard line by Nolan Bausch to the 10, 15, 20, 25. Cuts back to the middle and has room around the end. He's at the 35 to the 40, chased from behind at the 50, and finally pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. But that'll give Royal Valley some spark and a good help. Tucker Terry finally chasing down Nolan Bausch from his own 5. He ran that thing about 50 yards to the Holton 45-yard line.
That was actually Edward Shoop over there, number 6.
Oh, you're right. Yep.
That ran him down. But either way, it was some outside contain that was not there for the Wildcat kick coverage, and this is Royal Valley's best field position since their first drive of the game.
In Holton territory, Griffin Compton and company, double tight wishbone, give it left, and stood up as Johnson and tackled for a 2-yard loss. He was running left, but he never got the shoulder pads turned upfield. Great play by Landon Hernandez, who came up after McCrory helped seal the hole, and it was a loss on first down.
This Holton defense, again, still just playing downhill. Everything at the line of scrimmage, a huge play there behind the line of scrimmage, a loss of 2 yards on the play.
So Now back at the Holton 47. It's second down and 12. Just underway here in the third quarter. New formation now. Twin receivers to the near side. Twin receivers right. Compton looking to throw right. Hits Johnson in the flat. At the 50, got a block, but it was a hold. Too good of a block by Gilbert, the other receiver that was out here on the side as well. And this is going to cost Royal Valley, who had four penalty flags in the first half and another one coming here early in the third quarter.
Good job defending that play by Holton, regardless of the hold, as it was only going to be a gain of a couple yards. In fact, Holton, so good on defense on that play, they're going to decline the penalty and take the result. So give Royal Valley a gain of two on the passing catch, and the play stands. It's third down.
Holton led 16-0 at the end of the first quarter, up 30-0 at the break. That pass was completed to Alex Johnson. It was Gilbert that was out here with him that was called for the hold. And now they're back to a double tight wishbone set. Third and 10 for Royal Valley. They will give to the fullback, Manny Oliveira, with the hole. Holds on to that football. Doesn't have a first down, but from the Holton 40 down to the 38, it's going to be fourth and a couple here for Royal Valley after a nice gain there by the fullback, Oliveira.
Yeah, give him a gain of seven, his best run of the night, and puts him in a position where it's a fourth down and manageable situation. Obviously, on this side, the plus side of the field, they're going to go for it on fourth down regardless, but now it's fourth down and three instead of fourth and long.
3 yards hasn't been easy for Royal Valley here tonight. They desperately need this, trailing 30-0, first possession of the half, fullback again. Nope, quarterback keeper. Compton kept it, and he's broken the tackle, and I think leaned forward to get a first down. Great extra effort by Griff Compton, as it looked like he made the corner shoot miss on the far side and did pick up enough to move the sticks.
It wasn't easy, but that was a good job by Griff Compton to get to the outside and then show off the speed. And that's Andrew Shoup, one of the better tackling corners in the Big 7 League, I would venture to guess. And he's able to make him miss, shed that tackle, and just barely get across the 35-yard line and move the sticks for Royal Valley, their first down of the second half.
That's just a senior Griff Compton knowing the situation, saying, I got to get it here on fourth down. New set of downs, give to the fullback. This is Oliveira with a little hole held on to, but Cannon Segenhagen rides him down all the way to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of about 7 yards for the fullback again. Royal Valley with a nice first down carry.
They're getting ahead of the pace, and that's huge. They're able to, I guess they declined the penalty, but they were in a third and long situation, able to get the first down after two good runs, and now they're thinking touchdown as they enter the inside Holton territory, inside the 30-yard line, approaching the red zone.
Royal Valley only had 58 total yards in the first half. They're trying to go on a 45-yard drive here and get that goose egg off the scoreboard. They just got a first down via penalty. Might be the first time all night Royal Valley has gone on a hard cadence or a longer count, as, man, they pulled about five different Holton players into the neutral zone there.
Yeah, and you get the sense that they've got this Holton defense on their heels, and Holton jumps across to give him a free first down.
So first down at the 23-yard line with 9:29 to go here in the third quarter. Double tight, wishbone set, and the give is to Bausch. Cuts this one back up the middle and takes it down close to the 16-yard line. About 5 yards there for Nolan Bausch on first down. Grant Warner was one of the tackling leaders last week, along with Kel Frazier, and in on that last stop. Those are the two leading tacklers, Frazier and Warner, so far this season for Holton defensively. Hernandez right behind them. Second down and five, and now at the 17-yard line of the Wildcats, here's Bausch again. And he's going to get a few more, but just short of the first down. It'll be third and two coming up. Royal Valley in the red zone for the first time tonight. Sponsored by the Sarah Fox team with Stone and Story Real Estate. Getting you closer to your dream home. Contact Sarah Fox team with Stone and Story Real Estate. As Royal Valley tries to drive this one home, needing to get points on the board, it's third and two on the next snap.
Getting a much better push up front on this offensive drive.
Double tight, wishbone set. Here from the 13, it'll be snapped, and this play's busted up, going nowhere. Eli Hines came in and disrupted that play. Great job. Hernandez was in there as well. It's a loss of a yard or two. And now Royal Valley, back at the 15, needs at least 3.5 yards here on a fourth down play. They converted fourth and three earlier on this drive. Now got to do it again.
Right as I say, they're getting a push up front. Holton wins the battle on third and short, and now a big fourth down play. Royal Valley needing something here.
Who will they go to? Crumpton ran the last one. He's going to pass this time. He finds Gilbert middle of the field. Tipped away, though, by Andrew Shoup. At the last second, Andrew Shoup tips it away. Great play and read because Gilbert, 6'5", was open, it looked like, Tank. But Shoup, who's about a foot shorter than Gilbert, comes in and knocks it away.
Well, that's your corner from the far side of the field tipping a pass away on the near hash. He was able to read the play and see there's nobody in his area and go get it. And I think Gilbert was open maybe early. That had to be delivered right away. It was delivered maybe just a little bit late. And Shoup able to get over there and deflect it, tip it away. And the Wildcats turn Royal Valley away in the red zone.
Andrew Shoup having a game. Don't forget our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha, player of the game, coming up here at the end of the night. Here's a run by the aforementioned Shoup, and a good one, as he's up across the 20 to the 22. About 7 yards for Andrew Shoup there on first down. As Holton starting with their worst field position of the night, their own 15, but they have scored touchdowns on 4 straight possessions, minus the one play right before the break. 4 straight possessions tonight and 4 to end last week. Holton scored touchdowns on 8 of their last 9 offensive drives this season. Here's the fullback dive, and Kel Frazier doesn't get much. Pyle pushed back at the end of that play. Good job by Royal Valley defensively, as in there for the Panthers was Malachi Chi and Paxton Henry. Great stop by the Panthers, bringing up a third down and short 3. Holton had 7 first downs in the first half. Had some big plays as well. Do they go back to the perimeter game with the quarterback here? 6:35 to go, third quarter, 30-0. First Holton offensive drive this half. Third down, fake to the fullback, and give it to Wilson. He's got a first down, made a man miss, loose at the 35, gets a block, and is going to be escorted into the end zone by Landon Hernandez. It's a foot race at the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Corbin Wilson turns on the afterburners, free Willie, 77 yards.
Tremendous job up front, and then it was a lot of Corbin Wilson as he broke a couple tackles, got away from a shoestring tackle about the 40-yard line, and then got an opportunity to show his speed, got to show his game-breaking ability. Number 12 off to the races, nobody catching him. It will outrun the last defender for Royal Valley, and Corbin Wilson into the end zone for the third time tonight. Corbin Wilson having himself a night.
He'll try to kick his third extra point of the evening as well. Holton's third touchdown of over 40 yards. That one is the longest. The extra point is true. And with 6:18 to go in the third quarter, the Wildcats increase their lead. They've now scored on 5 straight possessions. It's Holton 37, Royal Valley 0. And we're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
When you need a handyman, call John Zapier in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Flick, Mike Tanking back with you here in Holton. 37-0 now, the Wildcat lead. That was a 77-yard touchdown run by Corbin Wilson on a third down and 3. Holton goes 85 yards in 3 plays, and 6:18 left to go here in the third quarter. 37-0. Didn't know how explosive this Holton offense could be. Last week, saw some glimpses of it, but boy, this week they are breaking out in a big way. End over end kick by Wilson, going to go into the end zone. His best kick of the night. He's 3 for 3 on PATs. Corbin Wilson's had 3 touchdowns, and he says, "Hey guys, maybe I'm in the running for that player to bank on at the end of the night too, huh?"
Yeah, making his mark, getting into the end zone. That kickoff went 5 yards deep into the end zone for a touchback. You know, he just got done running 77 yards for a touchdown. He said, "I really don't want to have to go cover this kick. I'm going to kick it deep into the end zone so nobody has to run down and cover it."
offensive weapon.
Well, Valley started at the Holton 45 last time. Now their second possession of the half going to begin at their own 20-yard line. Moving left to right are the Panthers here in this third quarter. Griff Compton breaks up the wishbone. He's got a receiver and a slot to the left, and he wants to run it to the left. Chased and now pitches it out to Alex Johnson, who's going to get a few yards. But again, Holton getting blue jerseys in the backfield to disrupt the plays. And this turns into a gain of about 3 yards on first down.
Well, they got three, but it was tough. And you saw blue jerseys, as you said, flying to the football. Just seeing Holton play downhill and play a lot faster tonight than what they played the last couple weeks. And that's what you hope to see if you're Coach Brooks Barta, is improvement on your defensive side of the ball, and you've seen it tonight.
Second down, 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. 37-0, Holton with the lead. And Crumpton almost slipped down there, finally got the handoff made, and spinning into the arms after a gain of about 3 up to the 27-yard line. Hernandez had the bear hug there to make the tackle. And it was a positive gain. In fact, about 5 yards there on the play to bring up a manageable third down and short 4.
Ball carrier was Nolan Bausch on that play. He's got 9 carries for 28 yards to lead the way for Royal Valley tonight.
Compton, third down and 3. Wants to pass. Looking, has Gilbert open. Now goes underneath and overshot his man. Gilbert was open further downfield. He tried to hit Johnson out here in the flat. Fourth down, and this deep in their own territory. Panthers probably going to be forced to punt the football away again.
With Eli Hines back into the backfield, and Compton's taken a couple shots tonight. Had guys in his face. Had to throw that one a little quicker than he wanted to, and it was out of the reach of his receiver.
That last scoring drive for Holton, 3 plays, 85 yards. Touchdown run by Corbin Wilson, 77-yarder. That scoring drive from Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. And indeed, Royal Valley has sent the punt team on to the field.
Getting the clock adjusted back to 4:45 as that pass is incomplete. And it'll start on the snap after the incomplete pass.
Compton in pump formation. Cannon Sagenhagen hanging out around the 50. Holton should get it in a pretty good position here. Well, if we mentioned that it was a late score in the end of that St. Mary's Jeff West game by St. Mary's, they did get a late touchdown, and it was 14-8. Jeff West leading St. Mary's. If Jeff West beats St. Mary's and is 3-0, Tank, they're coming here to Holton in 2 weeks for homecoming.
That'll be a fun one.
Tigers with a new coach, Jeff Schwen. Over a decade, he's an offensive coordinator at Washburn. He's a McLeod grad that was a quarterback at K-State. As the Tigers moving in the right direction, here's a low snap, but the punt is away before Cyphers got there. Sagenhagen fields it, and a fair catch called for and made. He kind of muffed the last one. He got a late break on it, not a good read. And so fair catch is this one at the 46. And that's where Holton will set up shop on drive number 7 of the night with 5 touchdowns already on the board.
Field position's been a big story tonight as Holton has had many drives starting around midfield. They had a long drive on the, well, a long touchdown run, I guess, on the last drive, but a lot of drives out in advance of the 40-yard line. This one will start at their own 46.
Hines sprints to the football. Altoff and Rodriguez on his hips. McCrory and Windsor are the guards. Hernandez and Warner are the tight ends.
Cameron Wheeler in at quarterback.
Yep. And the give is to the younger this is fullback. Is it all second? No, not all second team guys out there. And most of the line tight end still out there, but Kel Frazier, the fullback, gets 9 yards on that carry. Increase in his yards per carry tonight. Came in averaging 6 yards per carry.
You've got Edward Shoup that was in there at the running back position. Now you're going to see Rody Nickel check in as the other tailback. He'll check in the backfield.
So the starting line, but a new backfield for the Wildcats. Cameron Wheeler, the junior, will hand this one off to Brody Nickel, and he's got a first down, getting just a couple yards inside the 45 to the 44 of Royal Valley. First down for the Wildcats, who are getting some guys involved early here. You mentioned, you know, 4 home games, all that's guaranteed. You'd like to get some guys in. Holton never really comfortable enough to clear the benches last week. A first down here. looking to add to a 37-0 lead with 3:45 to go third quarter. And the give is to Brody Nickel again. He takes it to the 40, down to the 39, gaining at least 4 yards there on first down. Brody Nickel and Jarrett Abel are two juniors that Holton hopes gives them some good depth in the backfield. And then Cannon Sagenhagen, the sophomore, we've seen mixed in quite a bit as well. But, of course, they're already down one guy in the backfield as Caden Gale, expected to miss at least 5 weeks. Gale was injured in week number one in the loss to Sabetha. Second and 6 here. And it's Nickel on a third straight carry, and a penalty flag flies from the back judge. Let's check this play, which was a gain of about 2.
Came in from the back judge. They're going to discuss this. And Roll Valley, I think it's going to be a holding penalty against Holton. Roll Valley decide where they want to take the result of the play, which is about a gain of 1.
But that would be 3rd and 5, so I think you move them back here, and it's 2nd down and 13.
Yep. And they will.
Just over 3 minutes to go. Don't forget the Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show with Jake and Boz. Nominate players for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of Sabetha. Maybe you've seen on social media. They actually have real footballs, game balls this year that we're handing out and presenting to those athletes winning that game ball award. 2nd and long for Holton now after the penalty. One of the few times they've had double sticks tonight on a snap. And here's Wheeler on the option. Cameron pitches it out to Shoup, who gets a nice block. 45 to the Royal Valley 40 and ran out of bounds by Griff Compton. Got a lot of the yardage back that was lost on the penalty. But it's still going to be 3rd down here and about 6 yards, almost 7 to go.
Gain of 8 on the play. Good job there by Cameron Wheeler with a timely pitch that hit his running back in stride. And then you saw the kickout block over here by Cody Rodriguez. We've called Rodriguez's name a couple times where he's down the field blocking. That's a big kid getting out in space. That's a big-time weapon when you got an athlete like that that can block down the field like that.
6'2", 230 pounds. Rodriguez able to pull and get out in the open. Here's the play to the right. It's Nickel, and short of a first down, he gains 3 or 4 to the Royal Valley 37. Colton will likely go for it on 4th down. They keep the clock moving. That's the important thing here. And obviously worried about keeping guys healthy as well as they've got to the bench late 3rd quarter. Still 4th and about 4 to go on this next play. As Cameron Wheeler directing the offense. Did we see Alec Frazier? I assume he's okay. We're just getting some reps for the backup, right?
I would think so.
Haven't seen Alec down on the sideline, but 4th down, and Holton will go for it. Wheeler in the pistol, and he keeps it running to the right. Going to try to keep it and get it, and leans forward. He's close, but I think he's maybe just a little bit short.
Obviously, stop the clock either way. Either it's a turnover on downs or it's a 1st down, and I think he's short. They may measure it just to be sure, though.
I think he's short as well. Wheeler just not quite that open field speed, maybe, that we saw from Alec Frazier earlier this season, and they are going to bring in the chain gain for a measurement here with 2:07 to go in this 3rd quarter. Don't forget our weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday night here on KNZA 103.9 here from area high school football coaches as we look back to last week's game, breaking it down, and looking ahead to this week's matchups. Every Wednesday and Thursday, our locker room chats here on KNZA. And indeed, Royal Valley is held. Holton is short on the 4th down carry by only about a foot. But the Panthers will take over on downs. With 2:07 remaining, 37-0 the score, and Royal Valley will have it at their own 34-yard line.
Total yards so far, Justin. Holton has 341 rushing yards. They have not passed the football tonight, averaging almost 9 yards per carry. Royal Valley has 91 yards of offense. 74 of that coming on the ground. They're averaging a little over 2.5 yards per carry.
So as good as it's been for Holton, not anywhere close to the 537 rushing yards they had last week against Riley County. As here's a Panther handoff, and it's Olivero, the fullback, taking it across the 35 up to the 37. He gains about 4. Sagenhagen in on that tackle. Pearson ciphers as Holton gets a few subs in there defensively as well.
Some of that might have to do with field position. Holton's had some short fields that have led to scores.
Well, their opponent hasn't been scoring quickly and giving it back to him. I mean, last week,
right,
Royal Valley was scoring and keeping up with Holton.
Yeah, Riley County was very explosive offensively last week for sure.
Option pitch by Compton, kind of a wrap around to Bausch, caught it on his shoulder, but is thrown down by Corbin Wilson, who's having himself one heck of a night.
Stoppage.
Is there a late flag?
Oh, there it is. It's over there at the 33-yard line.
Option hasn't looked clean for Royal Valley because Compton's got a man in his face so quickly he's almost had to kind of like toss it or wrap around pass. It hasn't been a clean option pitch. That one up on the shoulder of Nolan Bausch as they sort out this penalty flag here. The play went for no gain, so Holton may decline the penalty. Let's see if it's on Royal Valley.
Lost a couple yards on the play, actually, Justin. Yeah. The personal foul against Holton. And that'll be a first down.
So is that like a late hit or a face mask or what? Where
could be a lot of things. It was away from the play, so it leads you to believe it was something a little extracurricular of some sort.
So that'll be a first down for Royal Valley via the penalty. And Holton hasn't had too many penalties tonight. They also have not turned the ball over. Holton only with one turnover this season, Tank, so that's a good sign. Penalties were a little bit of a problem in the first week. They cleaned it up a touch in the second. Until that penalty, they have been pretty darn clean tonight.
They had a 15-yard face mask earlier in the game that led to a first down. But, yeah, pretty clean.
Fumble, snap, and Compton's knee was on the ground when he picked up the ball. As the clock's going to roll here, under a minute probably to go in this third quarter. Loss of a yard as that snap, and we've seen a few times the Panthers just not real clean in the backfield with the quarterback getting it and then distributing it to the right personnel. Week 3, district play begins next week. Holton up 37-0 here. They led 30-0 at halftime. Second down and long. Option keep. Compton's going to be tackled in the backfield. What a play by Eli Hines.
5-5 into the backfield.
Double nickel.
It's about a 5-yard loss. He's had a really nice game in that defensive end position. We've called his name a lot in the backfield.
He was 61 last year, wasn't he? He's one of about four Holton guys that changed numbers that I still haven't quite completely shifted my mindset with yet. But you're right, Hines, another great play, and he's been good. Coach Bardo raving about him in the offseason and the progress that he had made. 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's third down and long. Third and about 15 for Royal Valley, and they go to the fullback dive and get about 3 yards. So it's going to be fourth and still 12 yards or so to go. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. A third quarter that saw Holton get just one touchdown, add 7 points to their lead. It's the Wildcats 37 and Royal Valley 0. We head to the fourth next after a 1 minute timeout here on 103.9 and the Holton channel at MSCSports.net.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flick, Mike Tanking back with you. Fourth and 12 in Royal Valley lining up to go for it at their own 47. They trail by 37. Panthers in motion to the right. Compton wants to pass. He gets a block, steps up, airs it out. One-on-one, far sideline. It's off the hands of Nolan Bausch and incomplete. Holton had pretty good coverage over on that far sideline. So the Panthers on 4th and 12 trying to pass to no avail. And Holton with some backups will send the offense back on the field.
That was just a wheel route and maybe had a step. yet, but the ball a little bit overthrown and then out of bounds, never really gave his receiver a chance to get his feet in bounds on the catch. And so Will Valley indeed turns the ball over on downs. Holton gets the ball on the plus side of midfield. And like you said, probably start to see a few substitutes coming into the game, although right now it looks like it's still the first string offensive line.
I think we got a backup center in there.
Yep.
That's Landon Sawyer, right?
Yep.
Yep, Landon Sawyer in at center now. First and 10, Holton from the Royal Valley 47. Cameron Wheeler still quarterbacking, giving to Corbin Wilson, who takes it down to the 41-yard line. That's about 6 yards for Corbin Wilson. Has 3 touchdowns tonight, 3 successful extra points. His last touchdown, 77 yards. Made some plays defensively as well, having a good all-around game. And one of the 9 seniors on the Holton squad this year.
Wilson and Shoot both check out of the game, and neither one of them really wanted to come out of the game just yet, and they don't know this yet, but I've got Corbin Wilson at 99 yards. I've got Andrew Shoop at 98 yards. Holton does not have a 100-yard rusher tonight.
Do you think they know that? I doubt it.
I doubt that.
Tackled here. Getting nowhere is Brody Nickel this time as the Panthers come through. Nice play by John Young. Short gain. It's going to be 3rd down and 6 now for the Wildcats here at the Royal Valley 42-yard line, 43. Double tight wishbone, backups in, and the Wheeler handoff is going to be an immediate tackle made. Old Valley there again.
That ball carrier was 23.
Got to dig deeper down the...
Broden King. Another sophomore.
Broden King. First varsity carry for him. But Holton will punt as Corbin Wilson comes on here, 4th and 7. Wildcats will punt it away, keeping the clock moving as we're at 10 minutes, 10 seconds, and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. Holton, as dominant as they've been against Royal Valley, has not pitched a shutout against their rival Panthers. This punt is going to be fielded and then dropped, but recovered at about the 13-yard line. Hernandez downfield to make sure Alex Johnson wasn't going to try to pick it up and run again. As the muffed punt will have the Panthers starting inside their own 15-yard line here, down 37-0, fourth quarter.
Pretty good kick. Good net. And I think you'll probably start to see some substitutes on the defensive side, although right now you look out there and you still see quite a few starters. See Landon Sawyer checked in on the defensive line. That's not a starter. But just about everybody else out there looks to be a starter.
Compton hands it off, and the carry up to the 20-yard line. Gain of about 6 yards there on first down. And Royal Valley wants to move quickly as Holton starts substituting defensively. And
they're going to call a timeout.
Not getting guys off the field. They got 15 guys out on the field. Meanwhile, the fullback, Olivero, rumbles his way all the way up to the 35.
They'll decline this penalty because they got 15 yards on the run, but Holton was trying to substitute a lot of kids off the field and did not get them off the field.
Scoreboard show coming up, 37-0. Holton in control here, but a lot of other interesting scores from around the area tonight. The officials confirm and talk this penalty over to make sure Royal Valley's intentions declining and getting set for another first down play. Holton getting other newcomers out there on the defensive side as well.
They attack on 5 yards. That should have been declined, but put a 5-yard penalty against Holton at the end of that run.
So first down, Royal Valley from their own 40-yard line. Compton gives, and quickly through the hole is Alex Johnson. Good yardage up to about the 48. About an 8-yard gain there for Alex Johnson. Tackled by Pearson Cyphers and Thane Gross. Second and a couple. Under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth. Panthers moving quickly. This is the give to Bow. She's got a first down. Broke a couple tackles. Middle of the field. And inside the Holton 40 down near the 38. about 14 yards there. A nice run for Royal Valley as they get a little rhythm here. Fifth play of this drive that began at their own 14. Got some help with penalties and now going quickly and given to Bausch, who's trying to cut it back, held on to by Cameron Wheeler, and the play will be whistled dead with Bausch still on his feet. Good job by Wheeler. Holton also had Kaysen DeDonder, who's a newcomer out there on defense, another sophomore, getting an assisted tackle. Got Edward Shoup as one corner.
Cleet Ray is in now as a corner as well. Another sophomore for Holton.
Clock at 8:20 to go. It's second down and 8. Royal Valley here at the Holton 37. Trying to get that zero off the scoreboard, and they just got 5 free yards. Went on a hard count at Compton and drew the Wildcats offsides. Again, Holton will be on the road at Perry-Lecompton last week. Perry was trailing Silver Lake and could be 0-3 to start district play next week. Royal Valley going to be getting a home game against Sabetha, who was leading Hiawatha at last check, but only by about one score. Sabetha trying to get to 3-0. More scoring updates here in a bit. Here's a handoff straight ahead and through the pack. Alex Johnson going to take it all the way in. Touchdown, Royal Valley. First of the night on a 32-yard touchdown run for Alex Johnson, his fourth of the year.
Finally some running room, and then into the secondary he went. And Royal Valley finally on the board. Been a frustrating night for them offensively, and finally some success here in the fourth quarter. A 32-yard touchdown run to get them on the board.
7:58 left to go in this game. They'll try for the PAT. One player that's been missing for Royal Valley this season is Connor Noland. He will help them out a lot. He's going to come out to try to attempt the PAT, working his way back from injury. Hasn't been able to play much offense and defense, and a perfect kick right on through. And it's now 37-7 as the Panthers add the PAT after the Alex Johnson 32-yard touchdown run. We're taking a timeout, back in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley's on the board at 7-play, 86-yard drive. Alex Johnson, the 32-yard TD run. Kicked by Connor Noland, makes it 37-7. Holton gets set to receive. Justin Flickmike tanking with you. Seth Tullison, our studio producer, here on site on the Holton Channel. Tristan Schlatter, Ethan Will, and Macy Will helping us tonight. As the Panther kick for just the second time this evening, first since the opening kick of the game, is fumbled. Now picked up at the 20, 25, 30, and Shoup makes a little bit of something of it. All the way up to the 32-yard line after Andrew Shoup had initially dropped it. We'll see. Looks like Colton's second team offense taking the field here. Back up by 30 as they led 30-0 at halftime. And lead by that margin here with just 7:51 remaining.
Mostly second team guys. Still see Grant Warner at tight end. See McCrory still in there on the offensive line. But you see Pearson Cyphers in at a tight end spot. And a new backfield. Sawyer still going to be the center, snapping the football.
Wheeler will still be the quarterback. And he will give to the fullback. And nothing there. The Panthers stuffed that play.
That run went to 36, Zane Montgomery.
I saw the number, but I can't see my roster in the dark over here in the corner of the press box. That's my problem right now. No gain on that last play. It's 2nd and 10 as Holton works to keep the clock moving here. Overload the left side of the line. And the play goes to the near side. Wheeler going to pitch it back. And not much there. Up to the 35. Flag flies from behind the play. Only a gain of about a couple. The pitch was to Cleet Ray.
Cleet Ray. Yep. There's a flag down here at the 41-yard line that came in from the back judge. A couple of players tangled up. Looked like McCrory. And tell who that was for Royal Valley.
Penalties against Holton. And going to cost him... Was it unsportsmanlike? Was it a 15-yard penalty?
The 34 back to the...
Penalty. Holton went 3 and out to start this game, scored touchdowns on their next 6 possessions. That gave him a 37-0 lead, and now on cruise control. Second and long after the penalty, as Wheeler's going to keep this one on the option. Pitch it back, it's fumbled, and Royal Valley... I think he's recovered at the Holton 18. That pitch was pretty late and behind the back just a bit. Holton did get back on it, actually. That was a really nice job by Broden King to get back on the football, but Holton went backwards 10 with the penalty and now just lost another 8 yards on the play.
From the 24 back to the 18, we'll call it a loss of 6.
Holton JV will be at Royal Valley on Monday. Holton Varsity at Perry next week, then have homecoming against Jeff West 2 weeks from tonight. Holton at Hayden, that's a district game as well, before hosting Hiawatha on senior night here in week number 7 at Holton. Third and half a mile. Ball's dropped by Wheeler, now picks it up and hands it off, but the back's going to go down as Gilbert for Royal Valley making a play in the backfield, tackling Edward Shoup. And Holton has to punt after going negative yards on that drive.
Royal Valley has a really good freshman class. Dominant in 8th grade a year ago. Definitely some talent on the way.
Get you some scoring updates during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show prior to sending it to Jake and Boz for the scoreboard show here later tonight. Stay tuned for all that as we head towards the final 5 minutes here of week number 3 in Holton. And Holton was moving there before the snap. Had Wheeler just kind of shifting to the right, shifting before the snap to Corbin Wilson, the punter. And if it can go wrong, it is for Holton right now. Is there a first down would be up at the 44, and Holton's going to snap this ball from their own 13, if that puts anything into perspective.
I mean, a good kick might get that far.
Yeah. Kick it past the first down marker? Royal Valley doesn't think so. They're set up at the Holton 40. Panthers wanted to get their offense back out there and try to go score again. Give them something better to feel about before hosting Sabetha in the district opener next week. Punt by Wilson off the side of his foot. Royal Valley will not be able to return it, but it lands and dies at about the 39. So Royal Valley will have it at the Holton 39, trailing by 30 with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Holton tonight, Justin, 338 yards on the ground.
Just lost about 15
lost
on the last
few on that drive.
Doesn't help the final stats.
Still averaging over 7 yards a carry. Royal Valley up to 160 yards of offense after their last touchdown drive.
See if Holton's defense is more up to the challenge here, or if Royal Valley's just going to run it down their throat again as they did on the previous drive. 7 plays, 86 yards, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Brooks Barta. Holton taking a timeout. We'll take one. Actually, keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's been available in various locations throughout Northeast Kansas, but they're now going to have an office located at 705 Arizona, right on Highway 75 on the north edge of Holton. Schlegel's homegrown popcorn is the perfect timeout snack. Caramel chocolate drizzle, one of my favorites. Tank, what's one of your favorite flavors?
Caramel is obviously the staple, but I'm a cheddar guy. Like that cheddar. Give me the cheese.
So after the Holton timeout, Royal Valley's got it here at the Holton 39-yard line. And it's still starters out there as they give us to Alex Johnson, who scored a touchdown, takes this one from Griff Compton and gets about 2 yards to the Holton 37. Going to be second down and 8. And Royal Valley taking their time in and out of the huddle here on this possession, but most of the starters still out there for Coach David Boucher's squad. Royal Valley a winning season last year. They made a lot of progress. Holton almost took that handoff defensively, but a great gain as it's turned into a very positive gain of about 9 yards and a first down as Manny Olivero, the fullback, got it. Royal Valley wants to go quickly now from the Holton 27-yard line. Holton tried to substitute defensively. They did not. Did they get a timeout called? I guess they did get a timeout called. So a few times Holton's tried to substitute in some backup players, and Royal Valley's just tried to go real quick and been able to force Holton to take a timeout to avoid a 5-yard penalty. So another Schlegel's homegrown popcorn timeout, 4:23 to go, 37-7. Holton led at the end of the first quarter, 16-0, led 30-0 at halftime, 37-0 entering this fourth quarter. And it really dominated this game for the most part. There's still not been a turnover in this contest. Also was not a turnover in the Holton Riley County shootout last week, in which the Wildcats got their first win, prevailing by 11, and now looking for a second straight victory heading into district play at Perry. Royal Valley trying to get a second touchdown on the board. Again, the Panthers went for it twice in their own territory on their second and third drives of this game and did not convert either one. In fact, went for it on their own 21.
Really set the tone for this game, those two stops.
Yep, those were big. Here's a pass play. Compton looking down the middle. Wide open is Gilbert. Touchdown! Compton to Gilbert. TD toss. 27, 28 yards officially on the Panthers score.
Play action pass and nobody home in the defensive secondary for Holton. Well timed on the play call. And a good pass from Griffin Compton to Landon Gilbert. Hit him right in stride as he crossed the goal line. And the Panthers on the board again for the second time tonight.
Touchdown coming with 4:16 to go. So Royal Valley has scored twice in less than 4 minutes. Remember, that was just a 39-yard drive at a real short field after Holton self-destructed. The extra point kicked up and good by Noland, and it's 37-14. We'll be back for the kick after this 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks to all of our sponsors making tonight's broadcast possible. Also streaming on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. Thanks to Holton Dental, Jayhawk TV and Appliance, Courtney Boswell at Shelter Insurance in Holton. Also thanks to Johnsonville, Mercer Funeral Home, Riley Electric, one of the Holton channel sponsors, as well as Lifetime Eye Care, the Pines of Holton, and the Farmers State Bank, all proud sponsors all season long. The Holton Channel, one of our 5 video streaming channels on MSC Sports. Here's the Royal Valley kickoff, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Holton will get it back here with 4:16 remaining. Now 37-14 our score after the 28-yard TD pass from Griff Compton to Landon Gilbert for Royal Valley. It was Gilbert's 5th catch of the year, but the first touchdown reception. And instead of taking the ball here at the 35, Holton's going to back Royal Valley up 5 yards and make him try to kick this one off again. Other Holton Channel sponsors include Granite Road Greenhouse, Nursery and Garden Center in Soldier. Also thanks to Trails Cafe, Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine, Lover and Brothers Body Shop, also marketing concepts of Holton, Cecil K's Market, Kellerman Real Estate and Mark Ashelman Construction, all proud Holton Channel sponsors through 2025-26. Been doing some volleyball this week. Holton Volleyball had a big week, had a couple really thrilling matches against the number one team in the state in 3A, Silver Lake. Holton took him to three sets both times, Tuesday and Thursday this week, but lost both those games. Holton ranked number five in Class 4A. They and Silver Lake will be at the Rossville tournament tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. Well, Valley's volleyball, they split, picked up a win and a loss in their Big East triangular this week. As the Panthers kick this one, it's going to stay in play. Fielded at the 8 by Andrew Shoup. He's on the near side at the 30 and up to the 39-yard line where the tackle is made there. And Holton will get a few more snaps here on offense. Anything's got to be better than what they did last time the offense was on the field, Tank.
I think the coaching staff would like to see some more positive things from their junior varsity, as the execution was not great. And honestly, the offensive line, there's still a couple starters out there, so you expect a higher degree of execution, and Roe Valley really dominated the last series of downs against Holton.
So Holton from their own 39-yard line has not been able to move it at all on their last two possessions with the backups in. Cameron Wheeler still running the offense, gives it straight ahead, and there's at least a couple positive yards up to about the 42. Tackle made by Cyrus Harding of Royal Valley. Holton has Micah Boel? Just got the first carry. He's in there at fullback. Another sophomore getting the Wildcat carry, gaining a couple yards as Holton will take all the time they can off this play clock. Under 3.5 minutes remaining. Second and 7. Give again to Boel, the fullback, with another couple yards up to the 45-yard line. And Holton will have third down and a more manageable 5 yards to go. Thanks to Tristan Schlatter, Ethan Will, and Kinsey Will running the Holton Channel production tonight. You can go back and watch the free archive and replays on the Holton Channel. Justin Flickmike Tanking filling in on KNZA this week for Brandon Tadman, who will be back next week as district play begins. Seth Tollison filling in for everybody in the company, it seems like, and the man who signed on before 6 a.m. this morning is still there running this ball game in our studios tonight. Holton gets a gain of about 5 yards on third down and 5. That is, again, Boel has got 3 straight carries. Sophomore in at fullback, and he does move the stick, so Holton's got a first down. We'll keep the clock moving here with 2:45 to go.
Much better on those 3 carries. Nothing fancy, just straight ahead to the sophomore. Micah Boel with his first three varsity carries. And straight up the middle for a total of 10 yards on those 3 carries.
Yeah, there's not as many things that can go wrong on a fullback dive in this offense, right?
Yeah.
Both teams running similar offenses, exact same offenses. In fact, here's the counter play, dancing around and spun around, trying to break a tackle of Cleet Ray. He did get away from the initial couple white jerseys and turns it into a positive gain of almost 4 yards down to the Royal Valley 46. Good run there by Cleet Ray. Tackled by John Young, and 3 new players come into the backfield here for the Holton offense. This will be the 30th straight win for Holton against Royal Valley. Again, both proteges of Roger Barta, who passed away just recently, the legendary Smith Center coach, as his son Brooks, who's been here at Holton 30 years, Coach Boucher, Royal Valley, Coach Caleb Wick at Jackson Heights, all Smith Center alum. As another handoff to the fullback here for the Cats, gains only about 1 yard, and we're down to 1.5 minutes remaining before Holton will have a 3rd down and 6 play on their next snap.
That was Zane Montgomery again with his 2nd carry. Got 1 yard on that one.
Scoreboard show with Jake and Boz coming up. By the way, Boz's favorite Schlegel's homegrown popcorn flavor is jalapeno cheddar. So if you haven't tried that one, you might put it on your short list. 3rd down here for the Wildcats. We've got our Be Outdoors postgame show coming up. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha, player to bank on. 3rd down for the Wildcats, and the handoff and the play goes nowhere. This time hit for a 1 yard loss in the backfield. Royal Valley's going to take a timeout. That was Brody Nickel on the carry.
So while we're talking about Schlegel popcorn and this timeout sponsored by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn in Whiting,
we can talk about it in the timeout.
There is no jalapeno cheddar.
There is a spicy cheddar, but there is not a jalapeno cheddar. I think he knows that. I think that was a joke on that text. I think. We'll have to find out. I mean, you can always mix the jalapeno and the cheddar and make your own. You can do whatever you want there, but there is no actual jalapeno cheddar, Boz.
Jake and Boz with the Scoreboard Show. Always entertaining. It's coming up next here after we exit week 3 from Holton High School, where the Wildcats will leave with a 2-1 record, couple home wins. Heading to Perry next week. They're up 37-14, and I think they'll run another play here probably. Fourth down and about 6, as Brody Nickel just lost a play. Royal Valley taking the timeout, wanting to maybe have the ball back and a chance to run a couple more plays to end this game. And at least for Royal Valley, they've scored it twice here in the fourth quarter to have a little something to kind of build upon and feel good about going into their Sabetha District home game next week.
Yeah, they needed that. Again, that first half was not a good half of football for Royal Valley. Got down early and things kind of snowballed. They needed something positive, and they found some positive things. Moved the football on the ground, got a passing touchdown. Something to build off of. A lot of season left for that Royal Valley team for sure.
Holton breaks up the wishbone with the slot back to the right. It's fourth down and 6. They try to draw Royal Valley offside. Panthers flinch but don't come across. And now the snap. Cameron Wheeler keeps it, running to the near side, needing a block. And he gets a couple but not near enough to the Royal Valley 44. It'll be a turnover on downs. And with 54 seconds left, Royal Valley will get their offense back on the field. We were talking earlier tonight, how good is Nemaw Central? The only two teams that were 2-0 in a 2-0 matchup tonight, 2-0 versus 2-0 in our area. The other one was Oskaloosa and JCN, I believe. But Nemaw Central doubling up Roswell 42-21. So the Thunder are what we thought they were.
I mean, Carter Hike, I mean, you're talking about a kid that is putting up numbers that, you know, haven't been touched by many people in this state in his career. That is a lot of rushing yards for a kid that has been the starting quarterback for 3 years. Varsity starter for 4 years. He was a starting outside linebacker on a state championship team as a freshman.
Seems to be a pretty motivated Nemaw Central team that lost in the state title game last year as they were volleying for a three-peat. Meanwhile, Axtell continues the longest winning streak in the state, looking for number 55 tonight. I'd like to get an update on the, by the way, last check, thanks to Jake and Boz, they're all over the scores already, was JCN 8, Oskaloosa 0. Again, only two games in our area tonight featuring 2-0 versus 2-0. So JCN was up 8-0 over Oski, Nemaw 42-21 over Rossville. Haven't got many other second half scoring updates tonight. But the Panthers take over here. Their own 44. They're down 37-14. Compton going to run. The quarterback around the right side into the open at the 40. First down to the Holton 37. The Wildcats had just called a timeout. Coach Barta went out there to, I think, just kind of challenged all these backups here to make a stop and a stand. The Panthers get a first down, and they're right back on the football. They've scored two straight times in this battle against the backups, and here's a handoff straight up the middle. It'll go down to the 30-yard line, about 7 more yards. That's still Olivero. Yep, starting fullback Manny Olivero, the junior. Actually gained 6 on that last play. Panthers going hurry up, no huddle. Clock at 25 seconds remaining. Here's the give to the fullback again, and Olivero breaks free, and he's going to take it into the end zone. Touchdown! The Panthers scored 3 touchdowns. This one was just 17 seconds remaining. After Holton had a 37-0 lead and went to the bench, Coach Barta with hands on hips, not happy at all with the way some of the backups have performed tonight, but credit Royal Valley out there and doing some good things, building a little confidence back and some momentum heading into week 4.
31-yard touchdown run there, and yeah, all kinds of good things. 10 second half first downs, and they're going to make the statistics look a little more even as they're now over 250 yards of offense and finding some running lanes and getting into the secondary, showing off some speed there with Olivera as he runs it in for a touchdown.
If the name Manny Olivero doesn't scream fullback at you, I don't know what does. Tough kid. Only 5'8", buck 75, though, as Connor Nolan kicks the extra point. He is 3-for-3 on PATs. 37-21, so this has turned into a two-score game here late in the fourth quarter, but just 17 seconds remaining. We'll slip away for a quick timeout. Back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Join Foster Ford in Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th,
Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA New Hope Center Food Pantry in Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton and help support our community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Flick, Mike Tanking back with you. Thanks to Ethan Will, Tristan Schlatter, and Macy Will helping out on the Holton Channel. Loyal Valley teeing it up after scoring three times in the last 8 minutes of this game. They have scored 21 points in about 7.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. 32-yard touchdown run, Alex Johnson. 28-yard touchdown pass, Griff Compton to Landon Gilbert. Now an onside kick that Holton will recover. The last touchdown, a 31-yarder for Manny Olivero. Drive went four plays, covering 56 yards. Olivero's first touchdown here tonight, and the fullback with his second TD of the season. Scoring drive presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matters, see Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. So one more snap in this game, and it should send us to the end, thanks to a few more Holton Channel sponsors like Bell Plumbing. Also, Jets Pizza in Holton, Green Acres Feed and Farm Supply, Complete Chiropractic Care Center, Dr. Stephanie, B&P Propane and Naughty Pine Oil. Also, thanks to Medical Pharmacy, Grassroots Lawn Care, Heather Schrick, Attorney at Law, Catherine's Farms, and Roofs by Brian. Holton going to take a knee, and that'll do it. The Wildcats 2-0 at home and 2-0 the last couple of weeks as they defeat Royal Valley for the 30th consecutive game, 37-0. In the fourth quarter, the final score tonight, 37-21. Post-game final stats, player to bank on, plus the scoreboard show. It's all coming up as we wrap up week three here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at Farmer State Bank. Are you tired of your lender not having enough loan products to fit your needs? Come check out Farmer State Bank in Holton. Whether you're wanting to be your own contractor to build your dream barn dominium, a first-time home buyer struggling to save for a down payment, or an investor wanting a quick and easy approval process for your next rental property, we can help you achieve your real estate goals.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton. Finals starting to roll in. Centralia beat Onega 44-8 tonight. And here it was, Holton winning 37-21 over Royal Valley. Holton led 16-0 after one quarter. They led 30-0 at halftime. Holton up 37-0 entering the fourth quarter. And then Royal Valley scores 21 points in the last 7.5 minutes of this game to make the final margin 16 points. Panthers dropped to 1-2 on the season. Holton now 2-1. Wildcats had three big plays to get touchdowns. A 44-yard run by Andrew Shoup opened the scoring. Then after Corbin Wilson had a 5-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, it was Alec Frazier, the quarterback, scampering 42 yards for a touchdown early in the second. Corbin Wilson added another short touchdown to make it 30-0 at halftime. And then in the third quarter, Holton's touchdown was a Corbin Wilson 77-yard run, the longest play of this game. It put the Wildcats up 37-0. And then Royal Valley able to, as mentioned, get some scoring going and some short drives there in that fourth quarter. But Holton was super efficient. They had scored on six consecutive possessions after going 3 and out to begin this game. And we noted it there in the fourth quarter, but Royal Valley going for it on downs on fourth down from their own 49 and failed, and then went for it on fourth down and short at their own 21 and failed. Those were the first couple drives of the night for Royal Valley. It set up short fields for Holton, and the Wildcats capitalized, kind of set the tone early in this game, Tank, and the Wildcats looked pretty good, especially offensively, and really for that matter defensively, kind of held Royal Valley in check when the starters were out there until late fourth quarter.
Yeah, the starters looked phenomenal, and I think, like you said, those two fourth down decisions, the one around midfield, but the second one definitely very aggressive deep in their own territory, and Royal Valley unable to get that one either. And Holton, before you could blink, had a stop on fourth down, a touchdown, a stop on fourth down, and a touchdown. It was 16-0 before Royal Valley knew what happened, and really Holton was able to even parlay that into more success in the first half. And then you got a couple guys that had some long touchdown runs and just a very impressive effort for a first half anyway. And then as there were some other kids that got to get on the field, Royal Valley found some success and made the score look a little bit more respectable. But Holton has to be very pleased with how they played, especially in the first half.
30 straight wins for Holton over their rival Royal Valley. And teams going into district play now next week. Our postgame show is presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business. They handle recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors. Let's go ahead and get you our final statistics of this ball game. They're presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services moving into their new location at 705 Arizona, North Highway 75 in Holton with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Are you taking tax appointments yet, Tank, or is it still too early for that?
I've scheduled a few. Yeah, okay. We have. Indeed. I'm actually still working on some 2024 stuff. We got some extensions that we got to knock out before October 15th. But, yeah, there's some appointments that are being scheduled for next year for sure.
Clean it up. How about the final stats? Clean us up with the numbers here tonight.
Okay, perfect. We'll start with Royal Valley. The Panthers finished the night with 13 first downs. They had 212 yards rushing on 44 rushing attempts, averaging 4.8 yards per carry. Of those rushing yards, 169 of those yards came in the second half, and a lot of those came in the fourth quarter. Passing the football, they were 3 of 8 for 45 yards, so 257 total yards of offense for Royal Valley tonight. They did not turn the football over. They did have 5 penalties for 30 yards. Individually, the Panthers led on the ground by Manny Oliveira. He had 14 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown. Alex Johnson had 10 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. Nolan Bausch, 12 carries for 40 yards, and Griff Compton had 8 carries for 17 yards. Passing the football, Griffin Compton was 3 of 8 for 45 yards and a touchdown. His three completions go to two different receivers led by Landon Gilbert. Gilbert had 2 catches for 41 yards and a touchdown, and Alex Johnson had 1 catch for 2 yards. For Holton, the Wildcats finished the game with just 10 first downs. They had 352 yards rushing on 54 rushing attempts, averaging 6.5 yards per carry. Holton did not attempt to pass tonight, so 352 total yards of offense for the Wildcats. Also no turnovers. They had 8 penalties for 70 yards. Individually, the Wildcats had 10 different ball carriers tonight, and interestingly enough, they did not have a 100-yard rusher, as they were led on the ground by Corbin Wilson, who had 8 carries for 99 yards and 3 touchdown runs.
Andrew Shoup had 14 carries for 98 yards. He had a touchdown run. Alec Frazier had 4 carries for 79 yards. Cale Frazier had 9 carries for 56 yards. Alec Frazier had a touchdown run, too. I missed that. 4 carries, 79 yards for Alec. 9 carries for 56 yards for Cale Frazier. And then Brody Nickel had 10 yards on 6 carries. Micah Boel had 10 yards on 3 carries. Cleet Ray, 4 yards on 2 carries. Zay Montgomery, 1 yard on 2 carries. Cameron Wheeler carried the ball 4 times for negative 3 yards. Broden King, 1 time for negative 2 yards. And I think I got, oh, Edward Shoup, 1 carry for 0 yards. That's the 10 ball carriers for Holton tonight. Again, Holton did not attempt to pass in the ball game, and Holton wins tonight 37-21. That's your final stats, Justin.
Well, count to our 2-1. Royal Valley drops to 0-2. We owe you one more timeout. When we come back, we got to pick a player to bank on. We'll wrap up our broadcast, get you set for the scoreboard show. It's all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanky, back with you one final time here in Holton, wrapping up week 3. The Wildcats defeat Royal Valley, final score 37-21. Holton led 37-0 halfway through the third quarter. Royal Valley scores 21 points in the final 7.5 minutes of this game. By the way, Sabetha did beat Hiawatha 15-0 in the final in that ball game tonight. More finals, of course, all coming up. Jake and Bonds on the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Tank, we need to pick our player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Holton certainly had a few candidates tonight. Pretty crazy they did end up with a 100-yard rusher, but they certainly had a good balance again in that backfield.
Yeah, got everybody involved and definitely won in the trenches for the first half of the game. The guy that stands off on the stat sheet, Corbin Wilson, had 3 rushing touchdowns, and the first 2 were short runs, and he didn't do a whole lot in the first half. In fact, only carried the ball 6 times in the first half, but 2 of those were touchdown runs, and most of them were short runs, a touchdown run of 5 yards and 1 yard. But then he got a 77-yard touchdown run that was the last touchdown Holton scored in this ball game. But then Corbin was also 3 for 3 on extra points tonight, kicking, and just a solid night for him. One of many candidates I think you could give a game ball to, and if we had the benefit of seeing replays, I got a feeling you could probably pick out an offensive lineman or two in this one as well. But as we're obviously watching the football most of the time, we don't get to give as much credit to the lineman as we would like, and it's usually the running backs or quarterbacks or receivers that get the game ball award or the player to bank on award in this case, and then we'll go with Corbin Wilson tonight. 3 rushing touchdowns for him, 8 carries, 99 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 point after kicks that were good as well.
You always hope that your team gets better, and I think having us seen the three Holton games, they've gotten better each week, and now you got to be really good going into next week because it's district play, and it means a whole lot more.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and the new season starts next week. We've talked a lot in the first 3 weeks how the first 3 weeks don't mean a whole lot anymore as far as league. You don't play everybody in your league. It's really three primers for the postseason and for district play when things start to matter next week, and so both these teams start fresh. Really, everybody's 0-0 starting week four when districts play.
But hopefully Royal Valley can build on the late little surge there. They got some momentum, some confidence. There were no turnovers in this game, so Royal Valley with their three late touchdowns, hopefully able to carry that into a home district opener next week against Sabetha. So that'll wrap up our week three broadcast here tonight. 30 straight wins now for Holton over rival Royal Valley. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thanks to studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Our Holton Channel crew tonight led by Ethan Will with help from Tristan Schlatter and Kinsey Will tonight as well. Macy Will, sorry, got the wrong sister, Ethan. 37-21 again is the final for Mike Tanking. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned. The Scoreboard Show with Jake and Oz is coming up next.
You've heard the coach's insights leading up to tonight's game of the week.